If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
There's only one town that can create a stallion like the Kevin Federlezzi. It's the 559 B.I.G. Fresno. Fresno, Fresno, big city of meth, where all the men are unemployed and have vodka on their breath. You might get fooled if you come from out of town, cause the sky's good with smog and there's cow pie on the ground. I left Fresno when I was only 18, and snagged a fat bitch from the Hollywood scene. I still have love for all my homies up north, who like to drink liquor while they're sitting on their porch. Fresno, California, like nowhere else on earth. A mullet on your head from the moment of your birth. Incest is not a problem, nothing you should hide. Feel free to make your brother's mother, sister your new bride. If you ever get bored, pull your buddy's finger, drink a 40, snort a line, and turn on Jerry Springer. A roadkill omelet is how your day begins. People shouldn't have to wonder how I ended up so thin. Grow a pubic mustache right up on your face with some acne on the side, keeping everything in place. I miss my hometown now that I'm living down south. I'm still missing teeth inside my white trash mouth. It's 559. You all should know the deal. I'm Kevin Federlezzi, and you know I keep it real.
And now.
Oh, that's it. I left Big Boy for this. Oh, no.
Our feature presentation.
I like it.
It's an old one.
An old
one. It's one of the originals. Yeah, that was awesome.
Kind of miss the old K-Fed songs that Ashton Kutcher used to sing
hey.
In for us.
Yeah. He's a talented guy.
Yeah.
He just got too busy with all of his producing and other TV shows that he's doing that just can't do them like he used to. But he was
We can
talented.
Enjoy them, though.
Yeah.
You can look back and just say, wow, those were the days. Mm-hmm. It's 5:31. Good morning, everybody. It's Thursday, the 10th of Aprilingus. What's happening?
I was very busy yesterday and did not think to turn on the torch run, but I understand I missed the best time ever.
Not they, much of a run.
They were trying to tell me about it in the other room.
Oh, you didn't watch it?
No, but no.
I know you were looking forward to it.
I was. We taped it. We're going to go through it. But apparently they ran it into some kind of a warehouse, and then they came out on the other side and got into some kind of a mob hit car, something like that, and then the car took them someplace else, and they ran like 10 feet. I don't know. They had trouble.
They went off the route, whatever was planned, and they said they would if they had to. And
they had real trouble.
Yeah.
And it's I find that
nobody
funny.
Nobody who lined up to watch it could see it.
Yeah. All those people who showed up to see the torch, including people who were just tourists or people who were just excited about it, they didn't even get to see the torch.
Mm-mm.
I can't imagine there's anyone that lined up that was just excited about it.
Dude, there was
people
equally,
do.
There was equally as many pro-Chinese protesters as there were.
There were?
Tibet. There was so many people with Chinese flags.
Really?
Saying, yeah.
Showing the pride?
Yeah, there was a ton. And I guess from the newscast that I saw last night, they purposely did it in San Francisco for that reason. At least it was speculating, you know, that maybe it was because of the Chinese population. And it totally was. They thought that they could engender some type of pro-Chinese pride.
How'd that work out for them?
It did. I mean, there was a mass. I mean, don't get me wrong. There was a huge side of the street that was all anti-China protesters. But there was equally as many, if not more, pro-Chinese protesters.
They were all disappointed.
Were they all shipped in? Yeah, everyone was just standing there going, I was in, I think it was New Orleans, maybe, I don't know how many years ago.
When the torch came through?
Yeah, and I didn't know it was coming through, but we were sitting there, and a guy, you know, they ran by, and they got the torch, and I just looked out, and I was like, well, that's dumb. I mean, it's just...
Leave it to you.
It ran right by... But because it's
just
so,
be sitting there when some guy runs by with a torch.
It's just so... I don't know. I just hate the... They try to, you know, generate publicity for a year and a half out in front of the Olympics, and it just drives me crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I think they're trying to make it a worldwide event, and they're trying to get all the countries interested in it and looking forward to it and show that there's some unity, and clearly there isn't.
How's that working out?
Yeah. It's just so funny to think about the people just standing around going, okay, we're supposed to be here by now. Where's the torch?
I know.
It just never came.
I don't know what I was just going to say.
Yes, I wonder if they please. Made the announcement. Like they came
they
out and
said. They told the people we went another way?
Sorry, dudes. Go home. No torch today.
How about
no torch for you.
How about tomorrow?
So Alex had trouble getting a hold of our guy yesterday,
our
teacher. Who was we talked to when he was on? He's literally at the airport on his way up to San Francisco. He was one of the people selected to run, and we haven't been able to get a hold of him since then. But I wonder if he ever even got to touch the thing.
Remember Dean Karnassus, the ultra marathoner that we had in once?
No, but go ahead.
Absolutely not.
I do remember him. Yeah,
I heard him interviewed because he did actually run with the torch. So some people were able to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
he should have been able to get away.
Seriously. He could run into the mountains with that baby.
They only had like five or six guys, though, right, that were running it? Or people?
I never heard how many ended up doing
no,
it.
No, I thought I thought there were more than that.
Well,
there were supposed to be 80 originally.
Because they were supposed to go 8 miles first, then they cut it down to 6 miles, then they cut it down to a mile and a half, and now apparently they touched ground for about 25 yards at a time.
Fantastic.
So that's good. I don't know. I was thinking yesterday, I don't know what else you could do in any city in the world that you would be chased by people. That's such an odd thing. That the people would be standing around trying to follow Chase, put it out. That's just awesome.
I thought it was funny that people were so frustrated that their protests weren't going to be heard because the torch had been bypassed.
Right.
And I thought, everybody knows. There's not a person, you know, that listens to the news now that doesn't know that there were tons of protesters out protesting about Tibet. So I think the message is out there.
I think so.
Don't really need that moment anymore.
You think that if they can just get China's attention, then China will go, Tibet. Oh, yes. Of course. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Our bad.
You're free. No worries. That would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the hype is just starting for the Olympics.
Hey, you watched NBC lately? It's on the screen all the time. Countdown to the Olympics.
Drives me crazy. Drives me crazy.
They have a little symbol in the corner. Yeah.
I don't know why you need to know a year ahead of time what channel the Olympics are going to be on.
You really don't.
People who want to watch the Olympics are going to be able to find it. I mean, you really could turn on the TV the day it starts and find it. It's not that hard.
Yeah, they do 7,000 hours of programming a day. Only 269 more days to the Olympics on NBC. I guess NBC pays enough for it.
That's what I was wondering, if they pay a ton of money.
Hype the hell out of it.
I don't watch a lot of network television. Last night I was forced to. And it is weird that it's not even related, though, to like the shows and the programming.
No,
we
of course
are
not.
So far
no,
out. And it's like, there'll be an all new My Name is Earl this Thursday, followed by an all new Office. And it's just like massive
with
fanfare.
The music?
With the, yeah, and you're like, it's not even related to what they're promoting.
That's just
well,
lame.
We'll be watching NBC tonight. Tonight's the return of The Office.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
I'm excited.
Well, we're still going to try and get a hold of the dude that ran.
Okay. Or didn't.
If he ran.
Or didn't run. Yeah.
Whatever.
Whatever. Either way, it seems like we should be able to. He told Absolutely. Us beforehand he was going to talk to us, so we should be
able
to get a hold of him.
I had to hear about it from somebody who was there.
Speaking of Mike watching TV yesterday, we had a lot of conversation off the air about the worst television shows that we watch in the span of a week, even if you want to narrow it down that far. And I believe Psycho Mike is the record holder.
Oh, he wins by a long shot.
Yeah, we all watch bad shows, and we start talking about what bad TV show we watched. And somehow Mike just sits there, and he just bides his time, and he just waits till everybody's done. And then he says, History of the Cold Cuts. And we say, you win.
Got nothing.
I can't imagine how anyone would watch more than 2 seconds of that, but...
Sat and watched the whole thing.
He does. So we're going to take calls today on the worst television you watched this week.
All right.
Here's what's funny, by the way, is that I am the one who texted Mike that History of the Cold Cuts was coming on.
Yeah.
Because I knew he would enjoy it. I didn't even watch it.
No, of course not.
That's even below my line, Mike.
Why did you know he would enjoy it?
Because he's
Mike.
Mike.
He doesn't even eat meat.
Yeah, I didn't want to watch it. I thought bad things would happen to cows if I watched that show. I thought it would not be good.
Somebody's watching you, and if you lay eyes on the TV, they're going to torture cows?
No. I'm saying I thought that
show.
Would be part of the show.
Oh, you want to stay away from
bad things would happen to cows on that show. I suspect they have a lot to do with cold cuts.
My wife is ill right now, and she kept me up a little bit last night. But thank God she did, because I caught an awesome special on Polish bridges. I'm serious. It's dope.
Polish bridges.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. Warsaw was dope before Hitler came through
undoped it.
There was some pretty cool structures going on in Warsaw. You wouldn't believe
Would you
it.
Listen to yourself. All right, good. We'll talk about
it's
that.
Not
today.
Even a contest.
Coolio is going to be in our studios today.
Coolio is cooking
don't spit out
for
your,
us.
Don't spit out your coffee.
What's your dirty ass soccer boodle ass head? Like you've been digging in your bowl.
Yes.
I'm not eating any
yes.
of it. Of course. After that.
He's got an internet show called Cooking with Coolio. And, it's spectacular.
Unique, really, is what it is.
The Simpsons have been kicked out of Venezuela. Very upset by that.
Yeah.
Not appropriate. The Simpsons, not appropriate. You know what they replaced it with? Some kind of Baywatch.
Baywatch.
Yep. Show. So that's good.
Really?
How do you decide in 2008 that the Simpsons are pushing it too far, by the way?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. Also, Jean-Sebastien Jaguar from the Ducks talking about the playoffs that are happening tonight. Game one.
Uh-huh. What?
Can I hear that again, please?
Wee wee.
Ducks play the Dallas Stars. Rachel Ray is getting some pretty interesting questions online from our listeners for Time Magazine.
They're so creative.
We pointed out the website, and but most of them are somehow making fun of Bean and I. It doesn't have anything to do with Rachel Ray. It's just kind of funny. And the Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup also coming up this morning. We have some great stuff to tell you about. And don't forget Radiohead at the Hollywood Bowl, August 24th and 25th. This morning at 9 o'clock, we have your tickets. Plus, you will qualify to present the show, which means your name is on the ticket. Your name is on the marquee.
Wow.
You get to sit right up front. You get a dressing room.
How cool would that be?
You get
be?
To sing a couple songs.
No, and, I don't think you get to sing.
You don't get to sing?
No.
All right. No. Play drums. So anyway, 9 o'clock this morning is the chance for you to win. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat. Nick.
I'd like some credit, by the way. I don't think I've gotten enough for how I have reinvented myself with my new porn name, The Paralyzer. The series of movies that I'm making as The Paralyzer are now almost making people forget the fame that I found in the early 90s as The Decorator. And I think...
That wasn't you.
What?
That wasn't
The Decorator?
No, that was not you. I'm guessing The Paralyzer is not you either.
I was pretty sure that was me.
No.
I guess
sorry.
I'm wrong. It's a 5:48.
Would you still like more credit?
Thursday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Well, you know, it's hard to, it's like television, Ralph. How many people have two huge, successful TV shows? It's tough to repeat that kind of magic. But
I thought your poor name was The Catheter. I thought you were the guy with the tube and his junk.
That's correct. I do those movies under a different name. It's a specialty DVD line.
Fetish video.
Exactly, people
who like tubes.
It's 5:49, Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Is Miley Cyrus still singing over there on American Idol Gives Back on the telethon? I think she's still singing.
I didn't watch 2.5 hours.
I don't mind her, Ralph.
Why?
Because I think she's got a pretty good voice. She's a pretty good singer.
Who are you asking why? Because he's a 14-year-old girl.
I don't have any of her records. I don't watch her show. But when I see her on things like this and the Grammys, I go, she's better than a lot of them. That's for sure.
We were talking yesterday about 2.5 hours of that, and I was suggesting that perhaps there was a lot of filler.
It was a pretty tight show.
Pretty good show.
I mean, a lot of it was footage shot in Africa and in Kentucky and in New Orleans, still dealing with the aftermath of Katrina. There was a lot of actual interesting stuff about the charities and where the money was going. So I thought
it was a serious, sobering program, I'll tell you. It wasn't all fluff.
But I'll tell you what knocked me on my ass was Fergie came out with Heart and sang Barracuda, and she blew the doors off the joint. She's got a voice on her. You don't usually tell because she sings those lame-ass London Bridge, My Pants Are Falling Down songs.
I don't think it's pants, but
yeah. But she was rocking out, and she sounded better than Ann Wilson. I mean, she just blew the place up. It was wild.
I saw a clip on Kimmel of her doing that, and she was doing one-handed cartwheels while singing.
She should hold the microphone. That BS dance music and start rocking because she really did a hell of a job. I turned my wife and said, who knew she could do that? And her face wouldn't look so bad if she was like rock and roller too, you know? You're like, oh, she's had a hard life. She does a lot of drugs. She's rock and rolling. And then her face wouldn't bother some people so much.
This may be an insensitive remark, but since we have a minute and you're talking about the show and the charities.
Big numbers.
I'm sure, yeah. The charities do great work. I mean, the people that they profiled in this show last night that dedicate their entire lives to trying to protect kids from dying of AIDS. I mean, they're angels. They really are. No, and I'm not taking anything away from that, and that's important work.
Dr. Sensitivity, what are you saying?
I'm being completely serious here. Why is there never any talk, not just on last night's show, but in any discussion of the problems in places like Africa where there are millions of AIDS orphans? Why does no one ever talk about birth control? Why is that not ever discussed as maybe this is a way to kind of get a head start on the problem for the next generation?
I think it is discussed, but not in that forum because it's a moot point for these kids who are living now in Africa.
Right, and they need to be helped. There's no question.
Right. I think that's what they were focusing on. That's a whole other issue, a problem that needs to be dealt with at another time.
Is that going on, though? I mean,
yeah, people are talking about it.
Are they handing that out, too?
Definitely it is, yeah.
Because I never hear about it, and I don't see stuff.
It's kind of a hot-button issue because, like, the U.S. won't give money to groups
Yeah, that, I mean, talk to somebody from Planned Parenthood. We should have somebody in here and talk about the international work they're doing trying to get that message out. But they are running up against a lot of roadblocks thrown up by the Catholic Church primarily and also the religious right in this country specifically. And it's a nightmare. It is
a nightmare. And I got to feel that some of those, you know, those women that live in those villages think, well, I got to have a bunch of kids because a certain amount of them are going to die because we have such a low mortality rate here. And I wonder if that mindset
Africa
is something
needs more
that they're
people.
Fighting.
That's
too.
For goddamn sure.
Well,
short on that. No, the wife and I were saying the thing is like, why don't people just stop having kids? You know, one thing, Africa, you can understand maybe the information hasn't trickled down over there. But you look at the people in the Ozarks and in Kentucky and stuff and everything, you're like, Jesus, come on, people. Close your legs for 5 minutes.
Yeah. Six of them living in a little trailer and
you're
stuff.
Living under a piece of plywood, maybe you don't want to have four kids.
Maybe you don't want any.
Yeah,
you're living under
that?
Plywood.
How about that for an option? Yeah, it's nuts. It really is.
Well, again, I'm not taking anything away from the excellent work that they do, and I, you know, donated just like last year because it's you can't not when you watch the video that's presented. But
yeah,
it does seem like there's
stuff.
Yeah, does and Bono, by the way, he is a saint. That dude.
Yeah,
let him run things.
Was Ryan
Bono says?
Did Ryan stay out of the way of the show? I mean, did he
more or less? He ran around the stage answering phones as they were ringing. It was like a telephone kind of deal. It's like, okay, I'll blow you a kiss for $5. Woo! I'm a nice guy.
Really?
It was very gay.
I'll blow you a kiss for $5.
Yeah, it was very strange. But anyway, it was pretty good television last night. I was surprised.
It was.
And it was very moving. Bean's right. You can't sort of not be affected by some of these people's stories. Just devastating stuff. But I tell you, the Catholic Church just cheeses me off sometimes, especially in Africa and then in Mexico and South America and other places. These people look to the church for a lot of guidance, and the Pope's still saying, no, you can't use any kind of birth control.
Yeah.
And especially when it comes to disease, you know, condoms can save lives, and they still won't budge on this issue, and it just seems retarded to me.
Well, the Pope's coming to the United States. You can plead your case.
We're going to have a sit-down. Maybe like I'm going to put out the torch when he comes out and come out to different protests.
I don't think everyone brings torches.
Well, they should. Everyone should have a torch. All right, let's move on to lighter fare, shall we? Speaking of letting Bono handle things, how about letting Harrison Ford handle things?
What does that mean?
Okay.
The Post-Chronicle did an interview with Indiana Jones, and he said he would like to spend one day in George W. Bush's shoes and be the president for a day.
What would he do?
I'd like to do that, too.
He said he'd get a lot done, Lisa.
Okay.
And eerily, he added, and the public would remember me for a long, long time.
Oh, hey.
Wait,
whoa.
Hold on a second. What button are you going to push? Harrison? I don't know who's going to disappear, but that would be a little creepy.
Didn't sound like a bad idea until I heard the quote.
The public will remember me for a long, long time. He added. Mr. Energy. Tom Brady and Bridget Moynihan have a new baby boy to raise.
Oh.
But this may be a problem. They aren't on speaking terms.
Wow.
Because he lost the Super Bowl?
I guess so, yeah. Us Weekly magazine claims that he went to visit the child last week, but Bridget would not face him, so she pawned off the trading duties to the nannies. Nannies had to present the baby to Tom. She won't.
He's a douche.
She would not be in the same room with him. Because he's a cheater. That's what she said.
He's a douche.
Because of tape gate or whatever they were calling it.
Tape gate.
Yeah. Video gate.
Video gate.
Kevin, Eli Manning was on the show last night. You would have enjoyed that.
Oh, can we talk to him today?
Eli and Peyton both were on the show.
Together?
Yeah. It was pretty wild. I said to my wife as we were watching them on stage, I said, back-to-back Super Bowl champions brothers.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, what
still
are
impressive.
The odds that those
still impressive.
That could ever happen? Ever. They're, of course, natives of New Orleans. That's their hometown.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Their father, Archie, played for the Saints for many years. That's why they settled in New Orleans. And so they were talking about Katrina and how they have these programs to help these kids sort of deal with the trauma they went through post the hurricane. So it was pretty interesting stuff.
Even though Eli won his Super Bowl, he'd still rather be Peyton. He'd still rather not be retarded. I'll tell you that.
Absolutely.
Oh, no question.
Yeah. Remember all week we've been talking about Sean Penn and Robin Wright Penn?
Yeah. Yes.
Whether they were together, weren't together, because it was her birthday this week. Turns out she filed for divorce last December after 11 years together.
Right.
But she has dropped the proceedings.
Really?
They are back together again.
No kidding.
After he went out and nailed Petra Nemkova?
I guess. Tuesday night, they were seen at the Eddie Vedder solo concert in Berkeley.
Huh.
Hanging out together. Midway through the show, Sean got up on stage and dedicated a song to her for her birthday. And the two were seen canoodling all night long. So
Eddie Vedder was canoodling?
No. Oh. Sean got up on stage.
All right, sorry.
Dedicated a song to Robin Wright Penn, and then they were canoodling. Eddie did not canoodle.
Okay.
There was no canoodling.
he do his onstage announcement as Spicoli? Because that's how I would have done it.
That would have made it, done some comedy with it long time.
Right. Would have made it better.
Yeah. Scarlett Johansson and Ryan Reynolds.
Nope.
May be breaking up. There may be hope. Yep. Cross your fingers. Apparently they've hit a rough patch because Ryan is ready to settle down with a wife and family, while Scarlett is pretty much dedicated to her career and has no interest in slowing down.
Boobies!
She strikes me as a girl who's a good time.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. She's got a lot of wild oats to sow before she actually
there's no rush.
Down.
She's young.
And believe it or not, Britney Spears' kids are doing better without her.
Oh, what a... That's hard to believe.
According to Life and Style Weekly magazine, listen to this. This is kind of sad. They are now with their dad, Kevin Federline. And according to people close to the Spears-Federline family, Kevin puts Sean and Preston on a regular sleep and bath schedules, made them start to eat fruits and vegetables. They're getting regular exercise, get regular haircuts, and now they are going to the dentist.
That's
all
crazy
things
talk.
That were not being done when they lived with Britney.
She wasn't doing any of that.
No.
Wow.
She was living like an Appalachian mother under a piece of plywood. They weren't going to the dentist. They weren't getting their hair cut. She was feeding them Cheetos and not letting them go to bed whenever they wanted to.
She had money. She could hire, you know, Sherpas or whatever they do and take care of the baby.
Sherpas.
I don't know.
Climbing a mountain. Going to
the Himalayas.
I'm just saying. She could have got help.
I know, but apparently the kids are doing much better now. So
where did that come from?
But the things
he
that make
that
them doing better... are things that are like baseline
right.
stuff.
This is just okay
this
stuff.
It's like, wow, the kid's having a great life. This is just things you have to do in order to survive as a child. It's nuts.
It really is sad.
Plus, at noon every day, Kevin packs him a bowl.
Well,
and
that's nice.
I mean, that's...
Instead of a packed lunch, they got a packed bowl.
A packed bowl.
And Serge Tankian has a way to save the planet.
Okay.
Now, get this. Now, this is some thinking. This is some deep thinking right here. He says that instead of traveling on buses and planes for concerts,
right,
which uses a lot of fuel, which releases fluorocarbons into the atmosphere, which contributes right. to global warming.
Right.
Makes Al Gore cry, right.
He is going to tour holographically.
So he's not really going to be there?
He said the technology exists for him to perform in his house and then beam his holographic image to any theater, nightclub, or arena in the world. And then the audience will see him holographically when they pay their money to go see him in concert.
That sounds unnecessary.
If that technology really exists, that's how I'm going to the Weenie Roast this year.
You're
going to
show up as a hologram?
Yeah, why not?
Can you watch something as a hologram?
Help me, Obi-Wan. I'm your only hope. Like Bean will come out of R2-D2. That's just dumb. Thank you, sir,
well,
for your idea.
Well, it's not the same as going
dumb.
To see him in concert.
That isn't
it is. He's saying it is because the audience... can't touch you when they're in the same room with you anyway. If he was on stage at the Forum and you went to see him, you still wouldn't be able to touch him. So what difference does it make if he's a hologram or if he's real?
Because there's actually,
there.
Like, relating to
oh,
the audience
Lisa,
while
so
you perform.
You are so 20th century. He can just beam himself in and you
he's
can watch
gonna
him.
He's just going to be in his living room. It'll be exactly the same.
Let's just sit quietly and consider how ridiculous that statement was.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's Serge's idea.
I love Serge.
Serge.
Hmm. Not so much.
It's okay. It's okay. Good boy. Yes, you are. You're a good little boy. Yes, you are. And Prince is going to play Coachella. How do you like
Not
them
the
apples?
Solo.
How do you like them apples?
Prince.
Wow.
Prince.
Which day? Friday, Saturday,
he
Sunday?
He will be going on after, he'll go on last after the second day of performances.
Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah. Okay.
Apparently, Roger Waters of Pink Floyd is set to close the 3-day festival on Sunday. So,
wow, that's pretty cool.
26th of April.
Yes, 25th is the first day, 26th and 27th. So Prince will be playing on the 26th. So check him out.
If you're not interested in him and his music, he is a great performer.
He's quite
really
the showman.
Is. Yeah,
it's worth seeing just to see. You know,
me, I you can go to Tunisia where they hold Coachella every year out there in the deserts of the Gobi Desert.
Right.
Or you can see him in Vegas once in a while. That's another option, too.
Yeah. Just visit with the hologram. That's
yeah,
all,
or
that's
just go as a hologram. Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do. I
watch
think it's
the
idea.
Show. I don't think you can watch a show as a hologram.
I know. That's what I was trying to tell about the Weenie Roast.
I don't think your eyes travel through the hologram and then you can see the show. It doesn't work that
cool.
way.
Yeah,
it would be cool.
Yes.
But it just doesn't make any goddamn sense.
It'd be cool if we could fly, too, but we can't.
No, but what I'm saying is I wouldn't want to be as a hologram to go to see the Weenie Roast. Whoa. I would go so that people could see me because I have to be there to work is what I'm saying. I would be able to do my duties there.
Wow, that's almost a moment with Bean. You see what I'm saying? No idea what you're saying.
I'm saying just like Serge
you would
wants
show
to
up
be
on
the
stage and go, "Hi, everybody,
yes,
I'm
exactly.
Bean. Welcome to the Weenie Roast." When reality,
just like Serge is doing his thing, right?
You'd
exactly.
Be in your scary basement at Clown Town or whatever.
Yes, exactly. Know. That would be my preference.
Well, maybe you get your
Ooh,
wish.
Wow.
Today's celebrity birthdays: John Madden, worst broadcaster in sports,
best broadcaster in history,
idiot.
How dare you?
Borderline retarded, I would guess.
Oh, definitely.
He is 72 years old today. Actor Steven Seagal.
Oh.
Or Steven Seagal, if you don't know. He is 57 years old today. Mandy Moore. Mandy Moore is 24. And Haley Joel Osment is 20 years old today, and he grew into quite the handsome young man, didn't he? Oh, no.
I don't know.
Wait a minute.
Oh, really?
Wow.
I haven't
really?
Seen him.
Ooh.
Is it just an awkward
face? Are
they hiding phase? Him? Not an awkward face?
He makes Eli Manning look regal. And elegant. All eyes are all mongoloid. It's all very strange. But happy birthday, Haley.
Hey.
If you're listening.
I hope he is.
I'm Ralph Garman. I want to show this.
I just hope one of our questions gets to Rachel Ray. That's all I'm hoping at this point.
I don't think they're going to. I'm guessing that they're not. Time Magazine does a thing where you could write in and ask celebrities questions. And they're going to do it with Rachel Ray. And apparently there's a website, you send in your question, and they post it online. And a K-Rock listener emailed Lisa May, I think it was, and pointed out that they're not even screening these questions that they put up online. I'm sure they'll screen them before they get to Rachel Ray.
Of course. And I have seen them take down some because the link that he sent me was like the day before we did it. And some of the worst ones I had seen were already gone.
Okay.
So they do periodically go through and take out. The worst
of
the worst.
Basically, they're moderated, but after the fact.
Yes.
After they've already posted.
Yeah, so you can go and read them. It's so funny.
It's so bizarre. Rachel Ray, of course, is the fat chick that has the cooking show that Omar
Shows.
Wants to kill. And Omar went to the site, and he left about, I don't know, 10 messages on there calling her a fat whore and how come she's a fat whore. One of them was just fat.
From Mr. Khan.
Yeah, from Mr. Khan. And then we pointed that out to the K-Rock listeners that this thing existed. You could go to time.com, I think it is,
That's
and
right.
click on a link, and you can send in your own. And our listeners went crazy.
They did. They went nuts.
And yesterday we spent the entire day just reading them and laughing. For example, posted by Leslie Nielsen in Glendale, California.
Yes.
How about that basketball game?
How about the basketball game?
An editor at time.com is looking at that going,
right.
Well, that doesn't make any sense. I don't know what that has to do with Rachel Ray at all.
Posted by Bean in Seattle. I want to F you on Pluto.
Oh, come on.
Posted by Bean in the island. Would you like to be my Hello Kitty?
Oh, that's sweet.
These go on and on. Posted by Rasmic Hartunian of Glendale, California.
Glendale?
Would you ever consider having DJ Omar Khan, Doto, and Sam the Armenian Comedian as co-hosts on your next show? Brow down. Yes. It's all like inside personal jokes that people around the country and the world must look at and go, what the hell's going on?
That's funny.
It is funny that there is no such thing as a Kevin Amin message board, really, except at time.com in an interview with Rachel Ray. That doesn't make any sense to me.
You can get a message through to us if you want to leave a message for us by getting through to Rachel Ray. Posted by Tyra Banks in Lakewood.
Oh.
Fat whores unite. I heart you, sister. Posted by Chris Angel in Whittier. My dead father tells me you're a fat whore.
So good.
We have funny listeners. Posted by Bean Baxter on an island in Seattle. How do you cook donkey balls?
Good question.
Posted by Coolio in Gangsta's Paradise. Shaka Zulu.
Sure.
These listeners are just nuts. Posted by Bridget in Hollywood. How do you feel about midgets?
Good question.
I'm sure that's a reference to Bridget the Midget.
Sure. Uh-huh.
Posted by Kevin and Tarzana. How do you feel about green pleather jackets and frequently blonde hair? Anybody that doesn't listen to our show has no idea what that's about.
No, it would be puzzling.
Posted by Wendy Hill. This is just a funny one. Why do your meals often look like something my dog barfed up? Posted by Gene Simmons in My Huge House. Rachel Ray, this is Gene Simmons. Speaking of picky eaters, I'd like to eat your... And then it goes on and I can't really...
Oh, no.
I can't really say any more of it. Posted by Drew Bernard in Los Angeles. You are a fat whore. You're fat. And then posted by Jed in Crazy Town.
Yo, yeah.
What if your name was Ass Whore?
What if your name was Ass Whore?
Sort of a fat ass poor theme.
Oh, you're sensing that, are you?
I am.
After 500 of these? Yeah. Posted by Bean Gay Baxter in Pink House, Seattle. And this person actually wrote it out. W-H-W-H-W-H. Why do you think the dollar is so low? They must
ask her that.
They must look at that at a time and go, what are these people smoking? And finally posted by Honest Don in Milwaukee. And I think it's high time somebody took her side.
Okay. Oh,
and it's good to see Don from Milwaukee, who we might have to turn our listeners loose on him after you hear this. I think Don needs some responses on this site.
Okay.
Don says, Rachel, I love you and your shows. You're one of the few people on TV that is famous because of who you are and your talent and ability to connect with the viewers. The bad comments on this site are made actually by just a handful of losers that have nothing better to do than sit at a computer and write vulgar things about anyone and everyone. This site is just another place to vent himself and try to justify his pathetic life. I hope they skip over those and just read the real questions that the intelligent people out there send to you. There's a lot of talentless people on TV, and to watch you is refreshing. Hang in there, Rachel. We all still love you.
Oh, he's so gay.
F Don.
Doesn't Don have nothing better to do than to sit on his ass in front of his computer and blow smoke up Rachel? I mean, how's that
and
any
read
better?
All the other comments.
Isn't it worse? Yeah. Don't you have less to do with your time when you're defending Rachel Ray than you are calling her a whore? Calling
Absolutely.
Her a whore is at least funny.
Yeah. I mean, at least we're bringing her down. All you're trying to do is lift her up.
Yeah, that's bogus.
I'd like to invite, as we get into the KROQ.com Internet Roundup and tell you about some new videos up at the website, I'd like to invite some of our Japanese listeners to give us a call this morning. I'd like to know what's going on in your country with the game shows that you put on the air there.
And why are they so much better than ours?
Why are they so much more awesome? Yeah. Is it all humiliation? I mean, and how did that start? Why is everybody getting beaten up on your shows or being asked to do miserable things? We have shows like The Price is Right where you guess how much a dining room is. I mean, that's the kind of game show we have on the air. Or The Banker Calls and you choose a suitcase. Nobody is ever getting hit in the nuts with a paddle on American television. It just doesn't happen. Nobody is ever being tied up and trying to eat marshmallows coming at them at a high rate of speed. What's going on with these shows?
They're the best. Are you kidding? They're the best. We put up some links at KROQ.com, Kevin and Bean, Internet Roundup. Go to the bottom. Of the page. For some reason, we've been unable to move them up. They're at the bottom of the page. But there's a whole grouping of YouTube videos of these crazy Japanese game shows that are the best.
I really think it's just something about their society. Something is really honked up. Like, people are just so repressed or I don't know. Like,
my guess after watching these shows with Dave, the King of Mexico, for the last 3 days, about 12 hours a day, I think, and I'm just guessing here, that it's all the same show. That it's a show that specializes in this is what they do.
I think because the sets are different. I've seen
some of the same people though. Trust me, we've gone through it. Dave and I have been watching like crazy.
Interesting.
I don't know for sure. I'm just guessing.
We did have a listener write in who said called the people on those shows comedians and said you don't understand what we expect of our comedians. We really
well see. This is why I want somebody to call in. This is why I want you to pick up the phone at 1-800-520-1067. If you have some knowledge, you know, you're from Japan, you've seen these shows, you know what we're talking about. What's going on? Because you can say it's about repression and you can say it's about comedy. But I don't know how a guy being tied to a wall with a rubber band and then trying to stretch to eat a marshmallow coming at him in this. I don't understand how that falls in either of those categories. It's just so bizarre. It's almost like hard to imagine that show got thought up and then made.
That one is called Marshmallow Eating Contest. You click on that one and the guy has a giant rubber band underneath his nose going behind his head. And he has to pull forward, which of course jerks his nose up. And they have marshmallows hanging from the ceiling and he has to get far enough to eat one. And then it's like he tags a man and then he taps out and another guy gets in and puts the rubber band underneath his nose and he tries to. It's just the strangest thing you've ever seen in your life. And it makes up today's Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
Yeehaw! Click that mouse and open your browser. Plug your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Life's so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
All right. That was the marshmallow eating contest. We also have the human Tetris, the Japanese human Tetris.
Oh, that's a great game.
It's a bizarre, and Bean's right, I don't even know how you think of these games, but this game is like a cutout of a human being in a wall that moves towards you, and you have to get in the exact same position of the cutout or it knocks you into a pool of water. It's the strangest thing you've ever seen. I don't know how they got to that.
I guess it's gladiator-esque a little bit in that it's a competition to try to stay standing and stay in the game, but it's not like they're going up against somebody. It's just you're fighting the machine. It's just weird.
Yeah, it's really bizarre. The ball slapper is the one that I don't want to play ever.
Okay, now what happens there?
These guys stand, kind of their feet are in place. They can't move them.
Okay.
And it looks like they either have to answer a question or they have to read something really quickly. But if they mess up, I'm not joking you, what happens is there is a rubber, like, mallet, like a hammer on the end of a rubber, and they have a button that they let go, and it hits them right in the balls. So if they talk about pressure, so if they don't get it right or they make a mistake or something, wham, right in the balls. Then they go to the next guy.
Do they hit him hard?
Yes.
Seriously?
Way hard. You watch it and you go, oh, my God, why would people do that?
That's insane.
Here's a little bit of how that sounds, the desperation in the guy's voice. Of course, in Japanese, so unless you speak Japanese like I do, you won't understand it, but you can get the sense. Just nailed it. You can tell the guy is like, and if you've ever been hitting the balls, you know this, 1 second from throwing up. It's an immediate response. And then they go to the next guy and the next guy. And then the last guy, they couldn't get to stand in the position because he was so scared. He did not want to do it. And then, of course, he got it wrong and it got destroyed.
And boom.
Of course. Hey, let's take line five real quick. Mark is on calling us from La Habra. Hey, Mark, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hi, Mark.
You lived in Japan for a while. What's going on with their wacky game shows?
Yeah, I was stationed over there for about 2 years, and on my when I came off the mid-watches, I would watch it and stay up until the next one, and they're just crazy. They would, like, go through mud just to get some gift certificate. They would, you know, hate themselves.
That's the thing is you get the sense. I don't know because I don't speak, but you get the sense that the prizes aren't all that good.
No, they're not. It's just there for entertainment.
They just want to be on TV.
An eating show that they put wasabi sauce in one of the guests' food, and then just running to go get water, and they're laughing at them.
Listen, that's funny to me too. I don't know why somebody's not doing these kind of shows here.
I have no idea. It'd be awesome.
I would do it.
What about Kevin's theory that maybe there's just one show and they do lots of crazy things on that big show? Is that the case or?
No, there's a lot.
That's even better. That's even better because then it means it's society-wide. That's great.
There's a show that we have linked at KROQ.com. Again, we're talking about the Internet Roundup, a whole section of Japanese, and I apologize if I'm taking this out of order. But there's a show where a bunch of guys that are wearing jumper suits roll a big giant die, okay? And then where it lands in one of them, a guy comes out dressed as a boxer and beats the guy down.
He's a kickboxer, and he kicks him right like below the butt. And those guys, if you know anything about kickboxing, they use their shin to kick. I mean, it really looks – the guy just drops.
Wow.
And I think I have a beat on what the show is about. And then the next guy rolls the die, and then they strap him down to a table, and they shovel spaghetti into his mouth. They hold his head back, and they force this giant plate of spaghetti down his throat. Now, how is that a show?
How is that not a show here is my question. I would watch that every day.
Kevin and I were watching these the other day in the studio, in the office, and I was thinking to myself, because I obviously don't speak the language, and you just get the sense that Japan has Johnny Knoxville as their emperor. Like, that's the way the whole country just seems like everything is about busting balls. Like, the whole country's based around busting other dudes'
Could it
chops.
Be like wrestling, though, where it's all
fake? No.
This is not fake.
It is not fake.
For instance, the Thai kickboxer one, there was no way that was fake. He wrecked the guy's hamstrings. I mean, he was
it was rough.
But why is – like, here, most of our game shows reward good luck or smarts.
Right.
It seems like all of the shows that we've seen on YouTube over there are nothing but abuse of the contestants.
And I'd like to make myself available as a host for a show here. I would like to do all that.
Why does anybody go on these shows? You go on Deal or No Deal because you're hoping to win $1 million in a suitcase. Why go on a show like this for a $20 gift certificate and you're going to get hit in the nuts?
I don't understand how people go on Springer. People go on Springer all the time. There's
true.
Nothing there. Josh in Encino, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, Josh.
Nephews. What
you're Japanese?
I am Japanese.
Fantastic.
Hey!
Your people are effed up in a great way.
Hey, you know, I've always said the same thing. I mean, I love my culture, but I've always told my friends, yeah, the Japanese are just messed up people,
now,
you know?
Now, the last guy that was telling us, he's right that there's a bunch of different game shows like this?
Oh, there's a bunch, man.
Oh, that's
there's
great.
A bunch. To us, like I was explaining, to us, it's just our standard. That's what our game shows are supposed to be. They're not necessarily about the abuse. It's just
yes, they are.
We understand the physical demanding of the comedy aspect.
Well, the next one that they did was Treadmill Madness, and this is where they put you on a giant treadmill and they put up hurdles, and you have to make progress going forward and jump hurdles.
And jumping over, yeah, I've seen that one. Too.
And they bite it trying to get to the finish line,
and they
only need to go like 12 feet because the thing's really humming.
Right, and that's the comedy of it. I mean, people like to see it. There's the physical challenging of it because you know you have to jump over the treadmill, and you think that the body can do it, but obviously it doesn't always happen. And there is that comedy of it, but it's not that we like to see our people get beat down and abused.
Yes,
it just happens. It just happens.
There's nothing funnier than a guy on a treadmill trying to jump a hurdle,
exactly,
and then when he realizes that like he's been doing it for 45 seconds and now he's really breathing hard and he's never going to make it now, and he makes that last ditch effort and he just bites it. He just eats it and goes right down.
Yeah, and that's what's funny about it.
I agree, but that's the point of it.
Are there also shows like game shows? Who Wants to Be a Millionaire type game shows, or Jeopardy shows, or Wheel of Fortune shows, or anything like that? Or are they all physical comedy?
No, there are actually some that are very trivial. The Japanese also love just random trivial facts, and what they'll do. The interesting thing is they'll actually get celebrities as the contestants. They don't get just random people. They get celebrities. They get pop stars. A lot of comedians. Entertainment show hosts, and they ask them just these random trivial questions about animals, about nature.
Yeah, those aren't as fun because someone doesn't bite it.
Exactly. Yeah. But, I mean, they do try to show some comedic aspect because they have the comedians on the shows. And
oh, I see. You mean the comedians are helping comment?
Yeah, they'll comment. They'll be the ones answering the questions, and they'll, of course, they'll throw in. It's like that... the square show back in the day.
Hollywood Squares, whatever that is.
Where they'll ask them a question, then they'll come up with some balls off the wall answer because they're comedians. They'll come up with a witty answer. So those are kind of entertaining, and then, you know, they'll give you the right answer. And
I got to tell you, the Japanese are destroying us in the game show world. I mean, they're way ahead, and we need to catch up. Thank you for the call, Josh. We totally appreciate it. There's also hot water involved a lot. There's a rope swing, and you have to land on, like, this punching bag in the middle of a pool of hot water.
Oh, no.
And it's just about impossible, and they just bite it, and they hit the water, and then they have to jump out quick. And there's another one. This is the most bizarre one ever, where a girl is sitting in a bikini that's much too small for her. Much too small.
Oh, what's this one called? Hold on. I've got to go back to the website.
There's water. I don't know which one this is. There's water that is 123 degrees.
Oh, no.
And
oh,
if ouch. The guy gets in completely and sits on a pad on the bottom of it, which is just right up to about his nose, the girl in the bikini will just do a little jiggle dance. She doesn't take anything off. She just jiggles for a little bit.
He gets boiled alive so she can do a jiggle dance?
And all the other guys are going, get in the water! She's going to take off her clothes! She's going to... And he's like, he can't do it. He's trying to...
There's no money counter.
No.
There's no, like, point system. All he gets is the other guys around him going, stay in that water! You want to see boobs!
God.
And this guy, Lisa, his skin turns bright red immediately. Oh. Like, he touches the water and he turns into a lobster.
It's crazy. And I want to host
a show.
I want to host a show like that here. We could do a different thing each week. I know I'm a bad host, but wouldn't I fit this format?
Oh, you'd be perfect.
You would sure enjoy it. You'd be enthusiastic. I'll tell you that.
So go to krock.com, the Kevin and Bean page, and then click on Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup. And near the bottom of the page is where all these links can be found. And they are spectacular. We have a strange hiring process here at KROQ that involves only retards.
I didn't think
you hire for comedy. You don't hire for competence.
I didn't think the interns could be any weirder than the staff is here at KROQ, but they trounce us.
It's Charlie Marley is she's short bus material. She really is.
Yeah.
It's 6:56 on the Kevin and Bean Show. The K-Rock Lister, who was part of the debacle in San Francisco where they were trying to run the Olympic torch through the city. We'll talk to him next hour. Also, why are the Simpsons being banned in Venezuela?
We've got an on-the-spot reporter coming up after the news. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for Thursday morning. What's going on, Ralph?
Congratulations to Ashley Simpson and Pete Wentz.
Oh!
Looks like she has finally succumbed to his massive charms, and they announced yesterday they are engaged. Ashley's statement yesterday read, "Yes, we are thrilled to share that we are happily engaged. Thank you for all your support and well wishes. It means the world to us." I don't know. Where can two chicks get married? New Hampshire? Where can they go? Where's it going to happen?
Canada?
Hawaii? Where do they go now?
I think Vermont is the only place, maybe.
Hey, bud. I just got the new Fall Out Boy song on my B-Cast phone. It gets me pumped.
Think he'll continue with the band?
Gosh, I hope so. I hate for Ashley Simpson to be the Yoko Ono of Fall Out Boy. More news is coming forward about Naomi Campbell's bust.
Yes.
After she was arrested.
Doesn't have much of one, does she?
Oh, Kevin.
Small boob. That's a small boob job.
Oh.
See?
Wow.
Because she has small boobs.
Wow.
Look at how small she is on top.
She was arrested after she went ballistic on a British Airways employee who told her one of her bags didn't make it on the flight from London to Los Angeles. And she was arrested after she spit on a cop.
Well, you're demanding to be arrested at that point.
More details are coming out. Apparently, she also gave the cop a piece of her mind. What little there is to share. Calling her, it was a female cop, a white slag. The Brits, by the way, slag is a bad word.
Is it? Okay.
Yes. And the cops that were with the female cop, she called the white slag, effing white honkies.
Oh, good.
Well, that's just redundant. White honkies. I mean, I'm up for a good insult as much as anybody, but now you're just being redundant. You're taking the sting right out of that. Sure. Say, hey, you effing honkies. That's one thing. Hey, you effing white honkies.
With the skin that's not
any
dark.
Other kind.
You light-skinned honky crackers with whiteness.
So she should get an extra ticket just for
I
not
think so.
Insulting
just
well?
Poor insulting, yes. Felony count of bad insults.
Oh, for someone with no breasts, you've done very well for yourself.
Yes, she has. It was announced yesterday that Mike Myers will be the host of the 2008 MTV Movie Awards on Sunday, June 1st.
There's a guy who knows how to drop out of sight when he doesn't have a movie.
Okay. Yeah. I wonder why he's back in the limelight. Oh, that's right. He needs to plug his latest movie, The Love Guru, which coincidentally opens a couple of weeks later on June the 20th.
Have you seen the trailer for that?
I have. It looks like a very odd film.
It does.
On one hand, I like him, and I think he does good movies.
Yeah.
This one looks like it may, I don't know.
He plays a Indian guru who is brought in to repair the relationship of a star on the Toronto Maple Leafs who is having a problem with his wife. And they need to get them back together, so he starts playing well before the Stanley Cup playoffs, if I'm not mistaken.
I think that's correct, yes.
And oddly enough, he doesn't seem to be doing an Indian accent as the love guru. He sounds pretty straightforward. It's kind of like Austin Powers with a wig and a beard.
Sort of. The bead I'm getting on it is not so great.
That's your bead?
I hope my bead is wrong.
I hope your bead is wrong, too, because I think he's
I like good movies and all.
I know you do. Oh, speaking of good movies, this is off the topic, but I wanted to recommend a film that I saw yesterday called Run, Fat Boy, Run.
Oh, yeah.
It's on my list.
I get a lot of hate email from girls especially who say, oh, you hate romantic comedies and blah, 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 who hurt you, blah, blah, blah. And it's not that I hate romantic comedies. I think any genre of film can be enjoyable if it's done well.
Right.
I just hate the cookie cutter romantic comedies where you know exactly what's going to happen from the trailer, like this freaking Patrick Dempsey best friend Maid of Honor movie coming out with Michelle Monaghan, who's smoking hot, but that's besides the point. Like, Jim's got his male friends, and he sure has a lot of ladies, but he's got one best friend who happens to be a girl,
yeah.
And he decides he's in love with the girl, but she's already engaged to someone else, but she asks him to be her maid of honor, so he's going to be in the wedding, and geez, what shenanigans is going to happen during that, you know, wedding planning sequence?
You do feel like you already have seen it.
Right. But this movie, Run, Fat Boy, Run, is especially entertaining. It is, you know what's going to happen, but it's such a fresh, inventive way of how they get there that you just love every minute of it. And Simon Pegg, the lead, I'm just becoming a bigger and bigger fan all the time. He was in Hot Fuzz, which I thought was terrific. and Shaun of the Dead. And he's going to be Scotty in the upcoming Star Trek movie. He is so great in this. Hank Azaria is in it. He's also great. Tandy Newton's also in it. She's great. And it's really, really enjoyable.
Good.
I really like this film. And I can't believe I'm going to say this, but... And I know I've been, you know, doing nothing but, you know, giving the guy a hard time as long as I've been talking about
yeah.
it. But David Schwimmer does an excellent job of directing this film. From
Well, that's a good place for him to be, directing.
Behind the camera.
It's the best place.
I'm telling you, it's really great, and I enjoyed it much more
what
than I appreciated.
What in the world made you go see that movie?
It was what was playing when I wanted to go to a movie. I was over at the Grove, and I said, what's playing? I said, the Run, Fat Boy. I like that Simon Pegg. And I sat down, and I came out with a big smile on my face.
I went and saw it, and I liked it, too. And I went because
of
the,
too?
Because of the title. Because I thought Run, Fat Boy, Run was funny. So I went.
Well, I'm glad to hear you guys say that. I love Simon Pegg. Wanted to go, but the reviews were just brutal on this thing. I mean, it really got trashed. So I thought, well, maybe
that's what you get for listening to reviewers, dude.
Shouldn't. Yeah.
Miss out.
You shouldn't be bad, Bean. That's what you shouldn't be.
Well, let's not.
Hank Azaria is a real dick in it, and which is good. And I really enjoyed it. I recommend it. Go check it out. U2 has announced they're going to re-release some of their albums, three of them, actually, this summer, Boy, October, and War, in remastered and expanded versions.
I love it when they do that.
Well, what does that mean?
See, the I don't love it when they do that. This is, you know what this is? This
different.
Is the special crunchy edition of DVDs when you've already got a movie and then they come out with the two DVD set with the extra features and everything, so you have to go out and you have to buy the
Kevin,
the,
I got you the Joshua Tree one that you two did, that they added all those extra tracks from the studio and different versions and demos and video and all that. Remember
it.
That Joshua Tree? Well, they're doing the same thing with the rest of their back
catalog. Well, that's worth it if they give you a lot of stuff you can't get.
Right.
Yeah.
The other way. But a lot of times it's not that different.
Yeah, a lot of times it's they re-release it with one new song.
Yeah,
and then
maybe.
You feel like a dick because you already bought it, you know?
So The Edge is in charge of this project, apparently, and he says these are worth getting. They hit stores in July, so you can check them out. But Boy, October, and War will all be re-released as two CD sets, so at least another disc worth of material. You can check it out if you're a U2 fan. And Rosie O'Donnell quit The View, but she can't stop talking about it.
Fat.
Really? Still?
Still
that girl's fat.
Apparently she was on Martha Stewart's daytime talk show and said, started talking about The View again.
Fatty, 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 fatty.
She said there was a little Republican on the show who scared me.
Who could she mean?
Who could she mean? Could she mean Elizabeth Hasselbeck?
Mm.
Why scared her?
I guess because she thought her
views are scary.
Her views are so scary because they're so outlandish.
Elizabeth should have been scared of her. She's scary.
She could eat you. She could eat Elizabeth Hasselbeck. Who some people call Elizabeth, by the way. Which I think
is
funny.
Nice.
And she added that she tried her best when she was on The View, but she doesn't do well when she's not the boss. Screw you. Most people aren't the boss in their lives,
right.
And they just have to go to work every day and do the job.
Get along, right.
She can't do it because she's not the boss. Put some makeup on.
Fat, 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 fat.
God damn her.
Did she wear makeup on the TV show, or was it like on her blog where she's just got...
No, they make her do it on that,
so,
I'm
yeah.
sure. They're going to be around food, for God's sakes.
Bring in a spray gun and just hit her like a stucco wall.
This is for all the fat girls!
Today's celebrity birthday is Haley Joel Osment. Of course, made such a big splash in The Sixth Sense and other movies. He is 20 years old today. Mandy Moore turns 24.
Yeah.
You don't hear much about Mandy from McKinney, Mexico anymore.
That's true. He's moved on.
Jumped off that bandwagon.
I think Kristen Bell, I think, really eclipsed Mandy Moore in his heart. That's what happened there.
Yeah. Notice no one saying, well, it's because he's dating Yasmin.
Good point.
Yeah. She's not the one who eclipsed Mandy Moore in his heart at all. It's another fictional TV romance. It's got Dave all on Twitter.
That's good.
Steven Seagal is 57 years old today, and sportscaster, John Madden.
How dare you?
Is 72 years old today. You have to admit, one of the worst sportscasters
ever. One of the best
entertainers
ever.
Because of his badness.
Sometimes.
Because horrible,
sometimes
horrible
because he's horrible. Sometimes it's because he's great.
You can see why Kevin would admire him so much, though, because Kevin looks at a guy like him and goes, look how far he's gone with how little he has.
Yes.
And with that enormous head.
Kevin's the only guy who goes, listen how well-spoken he is.
Yeah, I'm always impressed.
He makes a lot of sense. I wish I could be
sharp.
That good. Kevin's the only guy who's ever said that.
And I look up to him.
I don't know. I mean, I guess it's okay.
All right.
It's not. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Kevin and Bean Show, 11 minutes after 7 o'clock. Remember Green Day did this theme for the movie? I do. Are we showing cartoons now on the Kevin and Bean Show? What's going on here?
Well, in Venezuela, their version of the FCC, Venezuela's National Telecommunications Commission, got some complaints because The Simpsons was on at 11 o'clock in the morning.
But The Simpsons is the best TV show of all time ever. Why wouldn't it be on at 11 o'clock and at noon and at 5 and at 10?
They got some complaints, and they said showing the animated cartoon series at 11 a.m. could violate national regulations prohibiting, quote, messages that go against the whole education of boys, girls, and adolescents.
What?
So it is inappropriate, so they took it off. You know what they put in its place?
No.
Baywatch Hawaii.
Because boobs, there's always a place for boobs.
Girls running on the beach. Fantastic.
Really?
Simpsons out.
You can at least learn something from The Simpsons.
So do they have a deal where you're not supposed to put anything on during the day that will entice children to want to skip school and stay home? Is that what it is?
Maybe it is. Maybe they have problems with kids doing what they're supposed to do because
but
it's on that
But then they put
time.
Baywatch on.
Listen.
They're not going to stay home and watch that?
I hear you.
That's crazy.
So let's call the Four Seasons in Caracas in Venezuela and find out just exactly what's going on there. Mike is dialing the phone.
Oh, okay. I thought we had him on hold.
All right.
So call him up because we have great success with getting random people to answer the phone and have ever even heard of the story. And then, of course, well, they should speak English at least.
And by great success, you mean it works about once every 100 times.
Yes.
That's about right.
And it's worked recently. Hello?
Hello, Four Seasons Caracas.
Homer?
Yes. Who's this?
It's Kevin and Bean. We're calling from the United States in Los Angeles.
Oh, United States of America.
Yeah.
How I miss my sweet homeland.
I bet Springfield sounded pretty good after Carcass.
Yes. Now I'm out of a job. I have to work at a hotel.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's sad.
You can't be working room service. So horrible. Pushing all those delicious meals around and not being able to eat one of them.
But you eat some of them.
I have to leave the food behind.
Oh, that does kind of suck.
Once in a while I sample the fare.
I don't doubt it. Homie, is the family down there with you? Do you have Marge and the kids?
Marge has gone back to Springfield.
Oh, really?
Okay.
I could only afford to send three of us home.
So you're stuck?
So I'm stuck here in Carcass until I get enough money to travel.
And then what? Then you're going to try and make hitchhike your way up?
And then, once I return to the United States, I will declare war on Venezuela.
Do you have that power?
Well, it'll be a small war. But nonetheless, they will feel the wrath of Homer J. Simpson.
Here's what I don't get, Homer, is that you are a beloved television icon for generations of people. How could anyone object to you being on TV? I don't care what time of day or night it is.
They think I'm giving bad messages.
What kind of messages are they saying that you're giving?
I don't know.
We've seen your show. Your show's great.
Know what I'm talking about most of the time. So I know what messages I'm giving. Maybe they're sublingual messages.
Sublingual?
Yes.
It could be, yeah.
Messages under my tongue. So, I hate Venezuela.
I was going to ask, what do you think of living there? Aren't there some very beautiful women, Homer?
I hope all these Venezuelites end up horribly maimed in an accident.
Well, I don't think it's everyone. It's just a few complaints, and then their FCC pretty much went into action like they do here.
I am not interested in being discerning.
Okay.
I like blanket statements.
Yeah, right.
And yes. All of Venezuela, in my humble opinion, is horrible.
Well, and I can understand.
When they started letting the Nazis live here.
What are you
talking about? After World War II, all the Nazis moved down here. And that's what started it all. And now they're against me because I'm Jewish.
I don't think.
Not Jewish.
I don't think you're Jewish, first of all. And I'm not sure.
Oh, that's right.
And I'm not sure they're really against you. They just think the entire show, maybe it's somebody else on the cast. Maybe it's not you.
Yeah, maybe it's Flanders.
Yeah.
Everybody hates Flanders. That's it. It's not me they hate. It's Flanders.
Right.
Damn Flanders.
Hold your head up, Homer. It's all right.
You hold your head up.
Okay.
I'm busy working at a hotel in Carcass.
I think it's Caracas.
Oh. I've been saying it wrong all this time.
Yeah.
That's... No wonder they hate me.
Die! Rock and roll!
Friend of mine. at a concert, kept yelling that. So I had to tape him. 7:24, it is the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. I'm sure you've seen all the hype about the Olympic torch.
Oh, yeah.
That is supposedly being run around the world, but people are attacking it and trying to put it out. We're going to talk to a K-Rock.
Sad.
We're going to talk to a K-Rock listener coming up next who was there in San Francisco, made the front page of the Chronicle as he was running with the flame and giving the peace sign.
No kidding.
Wow, okay.
Talk to him in a second.
I'm excited to get his update. There was another runner, by the way, from New York who was being very subversive and had a Tibetan flag tucked into her clothing and unveiled it as she was running with the torch. And then, of course, she got tackled and the Chinese took her away. And I think she's in a prison somewhere in Beijing.
Really? They can do
anyway,
that?
That's coming up. Don't forget at 9 o'clock this morning to win tickets for Radiohead at the Hollywood Bowl. All the details, including a special online chance to win at KROQ.com. Find out how you can present the show. That's the 24th and 25th of August. And tickets go on sale this Saturday morning at 10. Time for the Kevin and Bean Afro line, 323-520-AFRO. 24 hours a day, you call us, leave a message, and we play it back like this.
Here's why I love our listeners, because we told them about Time.com and all the questions that were up for Rachel Ray, and they all went there and they just deluged the site.
Yeah,
with awesome. Ridiculous comments, which are awesome.
F Rachel effing Ray. Why would anybody want to turn on Time and see her on another goddamn channel? Why don't they ask her why she's such a creeping whore?
I think that was one of the
questions. That was one of the questions, yeah.
Yeah.
That's been covered. Thank you. Lightning, who has been doing nothing but video for a long time for the K-Rock website. That's why there's so much video up there now of all the different things that are happening, the cribs and everything else, has got into that full time. He still works here, of course. But Alex, our assistant producer, is now our producer.
Wait a minute. Assistant producer Alex is now the producer of the Kevin and Bean Morning Show? What the f*** is that? Next thing you know, chicks will be running for president.
Well done.
I'd like to think that Alex slept her way to the top, but if she did, I didn't get my turn. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, well, your turn has been left out of every person that comes through
that
here.
That changed her plans, trust me.
I lost my cell phone.
Hey, Kevin. Hey, man, you left your cell phone in my house, bro. Oh, yeah. Pick up some more Astro Glide, man. We're almost out. Bye.
Kevin.
Wow.
I see.
Good he's got it.
Where'd you leave that phone exactly?
And why does he need Astro Glide to get it out?
Get it out.
Exactly.
That's a good question.
My question.
Yesterday we were talking about all the crap that we found here at K-Rock. Lightning has been stashing stuff away for years and years and years. And Bean had a jar with his donkey's balls in it. That's probably 16, 17 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be. And by the way, it sounds like a euphemism. No, they're actual testicles from a donkey. That's what we're talking about here in a matzo ball jar.
All right, I am very confused. Why would Bean, if he had a set of donkey balls, why would he get them cut off? If I had a set of donkey balls, I'd be proud of it.
No,
I'd walk around with my fly open and let them hang out all the time. God, if you have donkey balls, you keep the donkey balls. You don't get rid of the donkey balls. What the hell's the matter with you, freak?
It's got a
You'll
point.
Be happy to know I did keep the tail, though.
What?
I've still got the tail.
You've got the
I didn't
tail.
Cut that off.
I
yeah.
see.
Wow.
I can ride my bike with these donkey balls. Beans, donkey balls.
And in keeping with the theme, we did Armenian comedian Cribs, and you can see that video section of the Kevin and Bean page, and Psycho Mike went there, and he ended it, like I think we should end all Cribs, by punching Sam the Armenian comedian right in the junk.
Psycho Mike, thanks for hitting Sam the Armenian comedian in the balls, so how about you guys just give his address out, go in and just kill that motherfucker.
Well, I don't think we want to take it to that level.
No.
We're going to let him live,
yeah.
I think.
We just hit him.
9 o'clock this morning.
Cooking with Coolio! Make me some pink tacos, Coolio!
Not sure what that means.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but every time you play that effing Kevin and Bean theme song, God kills a puppy.
Oh.
Think of the puppies, for God's sake. Please.
I didn't realize that.
I didn't know that either. I'm horrified.
And finally,
for the love of God, think of the puppy!
Now that you've seen what happened on the news, Kevin, tell me you're not bummed that you didn't fly up to San Francisco, too.
Totally bummed.
You would have loved it.
This whole thing, for those of you that don't follow the news much, China, I don't know, 30 years ago or so, took over Tibet. They said, we'll have you now. And Tibet said, we'd rather you didn't. And they said, don't care.
We're bigger.
So that's what all the protesting is about. China does not exactly have a sparkling, clean human rights record. And people seem to be very upset about this. So when they brought the Olympic torch to San Francisco, things went poorly. I guess in Paris, is that where, or London? Where did they put it out? Like
both.
Six times.
Both. Yeah, both places. And this is the only North American stop for the Torch, and that was yesterday in San Francisco. And I think a lot of people who feel very passionately about the Olympics shouldn't be in China, and we need to send a message, and we need to get them to address some of these human rights issues and address the Tibet issue. I think people say, this is my opportunity to get my voice heard. This is my opportunity to show up and do something and have an impact. And I don't know whether it will have an impact, but there's still several months to go before the Olympics, and it seems to be – the protests seem to be getting louder and louder everywhere this torch goes. That's for sure.
Here's the Channel 4 News.
I'm sure we've all heard the phrase, get out of Dodge fast. Well, that could aptly apply to the Beijing Olympic flame after what happened today in San Francisco.
Even the planned formal goodbye ceremony at the San Francisco waterfront had to be scrapped. Instead, the Olympic flame unceremoniously left after dark tonight on this special China Airlines flight. Only from a helicopter was the flame really visible. But as you can see, it was surrounded by hundreds of San Francisco uniformed officers on foot and on motorcycles.
Here's what I like. They published the route ahead of time. Streets were covered with 10,000 people. Didn't right. go that way.
Right. Exactly.
Took a different turn.
Took
did
a
they?
Different route.
And if you go to the website of the San Francisco Chronicle newspaper today, you'll see a big old front page picture of K-Rock Lister Eric Burke, who lives in Pasadena and is on the Kevin and Bean Show, on the phone with us right now. Good morning, Eric.
Hi, good morning.
Great to talk to you again. You spoke with us from the airport in Burbank as you were heading up to San Francisco a couple of days ago. And at that time, you said, guys, I don't really know how it's going to go. I can't really predict what's going to happen. It's all up in the air. So, good times?
Kind of hard to sum up in the time we have together, but as you know, it was pretty crazy, and it was good times. The only people that didn't have a good time, I think, or get their point across was the friends and family who came. They really got screwed out of
all this. Oh, none of your friends or family saw you.
That's right. My wife tried so desperately. She even hitched a ride with this nice San Francisco guy to try to catch me once they realized what was going on.
If she would have taken a helicopter, she would have been able to see the flame. Only from the
what was she thinking?
Only from the sky could you see the flame. That kills me. Now, this is supposed to be the Olympic flame that has run around the world leading up to the Olympics.
Right.
They stopped. They brought it by plane to San Francisco, ran it like 5 feet, put it back on the plane, and sent it back to China.
Went to Argentina.
That doesn't sound very good.
Yeah, I think it's Buenos Aires is where it's going to be on Friday. Eric, tell me what's going on in this photograph that I'm looking at of you online. You're wearing a red and white sweatsuit or something. You got the peace sign up in the air. And in this picture, it looks like it's you and like two or three other Olympic guys and like a dozen San Francisco police officers. Is that what it was like the whole time you had the torch?
Man, yeah, it was. It was pretty wild. And I think that's I think it's a misunderstanding. I'm actually asking for two tickets for the Radiohead concert.
Look at you.
Oh.
See, because he's got the peace sign up, and he wants Radiohead tickets.
Yeah,
I mean, is it one cop per person in on the route here? That's what it looks like.
Oh, my God. It was. You're not even seeing the whole picture. There was such a commotion of police officers. It was like being like a dignitary in another country or something.
But what's funny is they were surrounded by police, but they didn't go the route where everyone was. So they were they went where no one was, but still surrounded by police.
So yeah, go ahead.
Well, were you in a car or something, and then they were going to take you to where you were going to start running? Is that how that started?
That's right. It was like a two-bus shuttle system, and kind of like we were on one bus. We would get off, run the torch, and then the following bus is the one we would get on after we ran.
Now, we heard part of the story on Channel 4 was talking about how some of the people who were supposed to run with the torch dropped out because they were afraid for their own safety.
Yeah, as far as I know, I think there was one little girl. She was 14 years old, and she dropped out on like the day before. Yeah, seeing that all this was going on. But
was there any second guessing on your part about running with the Olympic flame, considering what everybody seems to be talking about, which is the inhumane treatment of human beings by China? Did you think maybe I shouldn't do this because of that?
Are you kidding me? No way. I was going to do it no matter what, man. I would have done the original route, just plowed my way through the
So if the Olympics were being held in Osama bin Laden's cave, you'd still have run with the torch. You just wanted to run with the torch.
That's right.
Hey, how come I can't see a flame in this picture?
There isn't one. There's not a flame. You're holding a stick, but there's no flame, dude.
I mean, it looks like you're holding an aluminum baseball bat, Eric. Where's the torch?
First of all, that's a very good description. It was about that weight and that size. So it was like the anti-protesting club, man. I don't think anybody wanted to come around anyway.
But why isn't there a flame coming out of it?
Okay, well, maybe if you guys had like a good printer or something, you'd probably be able to see.
So there was
a tiny flame.
It's just a little tiny, just like a Bic lighter flame.
No, actually, it was a pretty significant flame. Yeah, I could feel the heat from where I was. And but you know what else you don't see is the water balloons that were being thrown at us trying to put out the flame.
Water balloons, awesome. That's great. A direct hit would just douse it.
Yeah, that was good thinking, huh?
So
yeah.
People threw water balloons, and you didn't even go the route that they were expecting you to go. How do you think they found you? Just by watching the crowds or whatever?
Well, you said it earlier. The helicopters, I think, gave it away once they figured out what was going on.
Oh, I see. Like news choppers or somebody would get up there and say it's going a different route.
Wow.
Yeah, it actually turned out really well because half the route, when nobody knew what was going on, they were just dropping off the torchbearers right on the street, and people were just like, what the heck's going on, you know, and started coming up, and there was really no police barricades for the first half of it.
Now, what about the fakes? What about the, we're going to put it on a boat now. Yes, we are. We're going to put it on a boat. Put it on a car. We're going to put it on a boat.
Yeah, that's part of it. I don't know if that was like genius on the mayor's office part or if it was really just changing as we were going. We're not sure. We were as confused as everybody else.
You ran into a warehouse at one moment. The flame went into a warehouse, came out the other side in a car. I don't know.
We had no idea until this morning that was going on.
Well, what's the point of doing this?
None.
I mean,
no point.
Really, running around the world isn't happening. There's clearly only running in San Francisco.
Just dodging.
B, they're not. No one saw it except for people in helicopters.
And C, only Eric knows there was a flame. Apparently, no one looking at the pictures or could see it.
What's the point? Do you think China is going? And this is just obviously just speculation. Do you think China is eventually just going to have to stop the charade and just take it back to Beijing and say we're not even going to do it?
Well, that was on the table last night and the night before, but the International Olympic Committee actually decided that they're going to follow through with the plans and it's not going to be stopped anywhere.
Wow. Hey, this is Eric Burke. We're talking to a K-Rock listener who lives in Pasadena. You're a school teacher. Do I remember that correctly, Eric?
That's right.
Okay. And he was in San Francisco running the Olympic flame yesterday, one of many people who was up there. Did you mill around at all after your leg was done and get a feeling for the reaction of the crowd? I mean, were people pissed? Did they understand? Were they disappointed? Were they angry? What was going on with the 10,000 people along the route?
Well, yeah, I think you summed it up all right there in all those words.
No, they were thrilled.
Yeah,
it's 10,000 of us. We sure have been waiting a long time to see a flame. We're sure not seeing it.
Yeah, okay. Well, there was no way I could have been. You see the police officers all around me, and there imagine about 10,000 more police officers all around.
Wow.
So there was no time to, like, mill around, and they kind of ushered us right to where we should have been.
I mean, if you wanted to, like, break left and just take the torch for a run, there's no way you could have done that.
Okay, actually, that happened with one of the torchbearers.
Really?
Yeah, she had a free Tibet flag hidden in her sleeve. And so when she was running the torch, they ended up pairing us up. Because it was a shortened route, and they all wanted to get to touch a torch. So.
Shortened route, it was supposed to be 8 miles, then they cut it to 6 miles, then they cut it to a mile and a half, and I think it actually went about 100 yards.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. So the girl had the flag. How does she, don't they search you guys? I mean, wouldn't they be cautious about the Free Tibet cause?
Yeah, I think they were, and the thing is that they give us those uniforms to wear. There's no pockets. There's really no real place to hide things.
Well, where did can we answer?
Up the sleeve.
Up the sleeve. Sleeve, yeah.
So, yeah, up the sleeve. Yeah, who would have thought, you know. But so anyway, she pulled it out, and she tried to run away with the torch, ripping it from the other person's hand. But awesome. She got tackled right away.
Okay, but wait a minute. So she was a protester or she was a runner?
Both.
She was an environmental activist from New York, and she was chosen to run because of that, of her field. So.
I gotcha.
We should have known. Environmental activists, come on.
Yeah, they're bad news. There's no question about that. Eric, this is so much cooler than it would have been had there been no protest, no controversy. You're never, ever going to forget this.
That's right. How cool is that, huh, man? So much excitement. It was cool. Got to meet the mayor a bunch of times. It was sweet.
Yeah. All right. Well, fantastic. We can't tell you how much we appreciate the first-person report before and after your running of the torch. I don't know how you follow this, man. Your life has peaked at this point.
Yeah, I think I might have to do another interview. Have you guys seen this thing called news that's on in the morning? About all this teacher getting beat up at the classroom?
Oh,
wow,
fantastic.
What's going on there, huh?
All right. Well, you'll be wow, how about that teacher that got beat up, huh? What's up with that? All right.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, I just want to say hi to my school in Luther Burbank Middle School and hi to Christopher at Magnolia Avenue Elementary.
Okay. You don't have a phone? Eric, thank you very much for coming on our program. You're very cool to do that on your way there and afterwards. That's so cool.
Hey, anytime. anytime, guys.
Thank you, man. Eric, by the way, those of you, a lot of people don't realize, Eric was the voice on the other end of the phone for this very popular movie quote.
Yeah, Eric. Hey, what's up, man? It's Mr. Khan, dude. I need you to take care of some for me, man. Yeah, I got these guys. I want you to double cross for me. Wow. They did me some wrong in the past, so yeah, I'm going to take care of them, dude, all right? So I'm going to go, I'm going to send you to go make a fake drug deal, all right? I want you to take care of this for me, man, all right? Yeah, you'll get paid. You'll get paid plenty, all right? Just take care of this for me, dude, all right? All right. Everything's going to be okay, all right? Say hi to the family for me, okay? Yeah, man. Everything's going to go down smoothly, dude. Double cross. All right, man. I got to go.
Pull the knife out.
I'm sorry? We're on the air.
What are you doing with the knife?
Telling the intern to pull the knife out of the wall.
I'm not an intern anymore. Thank you very much.
She's not an intern. That's true.
Are we paying her now?
Yeah.
She will
that
be again
seems
soon.
Seems to be a waste
she's
of
going.
Our money.
Guys, programming note, 1 hour from right now on the Kevin and Bean Show, it's Cooking with Coolio.
That's pretty exciting.
Yes, it is.
Yes. He's going to be here, and he's going to be cooking for us. He's Coolio, and
that's
he'll be
pretty
cooking.
Exciting. Yes, it is. Who are you people? What the hell
is
going
exciting.
On here?
I think it's awesome.
Hey,
I'm looking forward to it.
Coolio. That's pretty exciting. Yes, it is. Right, did someone hand out a script that I didn't see? Are you guys playing people on the radio now?
Why does Kevin? Why is Kevin not excited?
It rained in OC last week.
I've never been more excited.
Wow, it's raining in the OC. That's why I say these words.
But all week long, Kevin, you've been like, yeah, I guess tomorrow that's going to happen. Coolio's coming in and cooking. I think it's awesome. How can you not be down with that?
I'm down. Don't think I'm not
down.
He's the neighborhood ghetto witch doctor superstar. Come on.
Well, I didn't realize that. Okay.
Yeah.
But he's coming in to cook, you know, Bean.
That's what I'm saying.
It could be tasty.
We're at an impasse.
Yeah, I think there's some sort of communication breakdown here. We're not going to get through.
Time for the showbiz beat. Here's Ralph.
The ladies of Sex and the City, the motion picture.
Yes.
A lot of rumors going around. They're not getting along.
Oh, they good. Always have those rumors.
You know that Kim Cattrall. Oh, my goodness.
She's nothing but trouble.
But meanwhile, Sarah Jessica Parker, SJP, as she's called.
She's not called that.
Is denying claims, saying that they are the best of buddies.
Mm-hmm.
And they said they usually scream whenever they see each other.
Happy scream?
Yeah, you know, that that sorority girl scream. Oh, my God! I love you know, the thing they do when they see each other. That thing.
When does this damn movie come out so we can stop talking about that?
May 20, I think.
Oh, 22. Stop jumping up and down.
Now Cleo's
we'll
bouncing her
together,
giant
Cleo.
Bosoms around, and they're all just so jazzed. Kim Cattrall says that they absolutely are the best of friends, her co-stars and her. She says her heart flutters every time she sees her co-stars.
Okay, let's not overdo it.
And they are, as I quote, intoxicating as champagne.
Oh okay.
What a dumb bitch.
Okay, all right.
That's a little oversell.
They're clearly fighting then.
Please
I mean,
enjoy.
That's so over the top.
Please enjoy your horrible film, ladies.
Wow.
Ashley Simpson and Pete Wentz are engaged.
Oh, damn.
Ashley, that's how you proposed to her. It's a dance. Ring, ring. Give her an occasional ring. Ashley's people announced it yesterday. Here was the statement released through her PR. Flack. Yes, we are thrilled to share that we are happily engaged. Thank you for all your support and well wishes. It means the world to us. For the record, he's 28, she's 23. Rumor has it that Ashley will be lip-syncing to someone else reading the vows at her wedding. Can you believe that?
The story comes full circle.
Can you believe that she would do that?
It's true?
Yes. Can you imagine if the voice track goes bad or something, she starts like doing a jig up in front of everybody at the wedding? Exit stage left. It'd be spectacular. Harrison Ford wants to be the next president for a day. He did an interview.
It was good in the movie.
He did an interview with the Post Chronicle saying he'd like to be in George Bush's shoes for one day because he'd get a lot done, says Harrison, and also adds ominously, the public would remember him for a long, long time.
Hmm.
That's a little scary.
Yeah, it is.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I don't want to find out either.
I don't think our government really works like that. I don't think you can be a president for one day and do so much everybody would always remember you unless it was something bad.
Yeah.
Right. I mean,
what was the movie where he was the president? Was it Air Force?
Get off my plane!
Yeah. Is that what it was called? Air Force
One? Drinking your milkshake?
No, that was his line. At the end of it, right. Air Force One, the terrorists took it over.
That's right. Glenn Close was the vice president.
That That's right. Yeah.
Lindsay Lohan apparently is back to her partying ways.
Excellent.
Rumor has it that she has been spotted, or was spotted this week, and no, I'm sorry, it was Monday night. at a Los Angeles bar with a new drinking buddy, Misha Barton.
Oh, ooh, good.
That's good.
And then they drove away?
There's a double DUI duo right there.
Lindsay Lohan.
They were going at it pretty hard at a local watering hole here in Los Angeles.
So. Oh, it was water. Okay, well, that's fine.
No, Gilligan. Oh. Watering hole is a euphemism for bar. System of a Down.
Glendale!
Lead singer Serge Tankian has a way to save the planet.
Okay.
He's told Billboard.com that instead of traveling on buses and planes for concerts, the technology exists for him to perform in his house and beam his holographic image to any theater or arena in the world.
Isn't he, crazy?
This way, see, he doesn't have to travel and burn all that fuel.
Ah. And people don't have to drive
That's
to see
him? That's what I'm saying. If you beam in to the Staples Center, people are still going to drive from all over the place to the Staples Center to see your hologram, Serge.
True.
How about those cars?
I'd like to question that the technology exists, does it? That you can have a hologram perform?
I guess you could, yeah. I mean, holograms exist, and you can photograph anything in holographic form and project it.
But I haven't seen any holograms that look good enough that you'd want to sit in an auditorium and watch them on stage.
Really? You haven't seen the latest like hologram technology?
I have not.
It's pretty wild. I'm not kidding.
You're being serious?
Yeah, it's pretty insane how realistic some of it can look, yeah. But
I think he's just being lazy.
Yeah, I think he's just got a touch of the beans, as we say around here. where he just doesn't want to leave his house.
Yeah.
Just wants to project himself.
Could be.
The thing is, usually still with holograms, they need some sort of, the air has to be filled with something like a smoky.
You know, that smoke reflects on?
Yeah, it shoots best when it's got something reflective in the air to use, so you'd have to like smoke out.
All right. Well,
you insist, Serge.
Yeah.
All right, we will.
Yeah, I don't think you guys know, man.
Good point.
Hippies.
Oh, no.
Look, I've said it since the day I was born.
You like hippies, right?
F-hippies. That's what I've always said.
Hippies. I mean, period. F-hippies. Been saying that my whole life. Saying it until I die. F-hippies.
I've been saying it until I die, too.
How much can people hate hippies?
And how many are around to hate, by the way?
It's
like you're bumping into them everywhere on Sunset. It's not 1968.
It's an odd clip.
Ever since Jerry died, they've been hard to find.
Good luck,
I don't know what this guy's
one.
Problem is.
Go to Haight-Ashbury in San Francisco, you won't find one.
Yeah, true.
That's where they used to grow them.
That's right.
And congratulations, speaking of hippies, you might find a few at the Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival. There might be a few of those out there.
Maybe, sure.
Prince has announced he will be headlining the second day of the performances. Prince.
He's the king of the hippies, Prince is.
He does like his paisley.
Oh, yeah.
That's for sure. He will be performing on the Saturday day of shows.
Well, Ralph, that's exciting.
And Pink. Yes, it is. I hope he cooks. And Pink Floyd leader Roger Waters will be closing the 3-day on Sunday night. So.
Roger Walters?
Waters.
He does good work, that Roger Walters.
Barbara. He's married to Barbara.
Oh, is that right?
Barbara Waters.
Yeah. Of course, he's Pink Floyd. So they're your hippies right there.
So Jack Johnson closes Friday night then. Prince Saturday.
Oh,
Roger Walters on Sunday.
I got a story here. It says Roger Waters and Prince. What do I know from Friday? What do I know?
Okay. All right. But Prince is on Saturday. That's the update.
That's the point I'm trying to make. It's a new announcement. Prince Saturday.
By the way, Prince, an actual midget.
Yes.
Some like people don't know 4 foot nine.
But he holograms himself larger on stage. He looks about 6'4". Are you going to drive a little red Corvette to go to Coachella this year?
Oh, Kevin? Ralph.
I'm just wondering how Kevin's going to get to Coachella, because, you know, every year we have to figure out how he's going
to
get
there.
We have
to ask,
time, yeah.
Why are you guys bad?
Are you going?
Yes.
What are you taking to get there?
My car.
No, seriously.
Just like last year.
No, who's choppering you in?
Yeah. 1 year I had a friend who said, I'm going. You want to go on a chopper? And I, of course, said, absolutely.
Right. That's not the part we care about. The part is you came back and lied about it afterwards and said, traffic was bad.
Yeah,
boy.
He was bitching about traffic.
I sure spent a lot of time in my car. Wow.
Why I would have done that.
And then
when
we found out that you were a big liar who lies, that's when we started busting your balls.
You guys know I'm a liar who lies.
We do. Okay. But it was just so bald-faced. I haven't seen such a bald-faced lie since Alex ran down the gate here at K-Rock's parking lot and then denied she ever did it.
No, the security tape.
Until we had videotape of her doing
it. Didn't deny, on top of denying it, like, created the investigation to find out who did it. Yeah, we got to get behind it. Who's behind this terrible gate
someone
thing?
Someone should have said that. Someone should have let someone know.
She helped us question people.
Yeah. Bunch of liars. I work with a bunch of liars.
Well, you go out of your way to make people look bad.
You lie.
So that's
you
why
lie
I lie to
Coachella.
You.
Alex lies about parking lots, and Lisa lied about being excited Coolio was going to cook.
All right. A lot of lying going on.
Love Kermit. I walk the showbiz beat.
Speaking of bad TV, and I know we're going to get into a topic here about some of the shows we've been watching lately. You didn't see any of that Idol Gives Back last night,
no.
Kevin.
Mm-mm. Is that it's American Idol?
It is American Idol.
Yeah, I don't watch that.
It's a star-studded show. It was very, very good. 2.5 hours last night. It's kind of a telethon where people call and they make donations, and they're involved in a bunch of charities that do terrific work for kids around the world.
Right.
I wanted to bring this up because you have to somehow figure out a way to see a clip or a photo of, or something of the First Lady of California, Maria Shriver, on the TV last night. Now, you know she's been going downhill fast for a number of years, right?
She's got a horse face. That's true.
Not anymore.
What?
I swear to God. Mike, did you see it by any chance?
What
do I have any backup
about?
On that? Okay.
No, I didn't see it at all.
She came out last night. I swear to God, she has turned into a California condor. She looks exactly like a condor.
Oh,
it's
no.
The most frightening thing. She came out with like 150 like Special Olympics kids or something, you know, which I was already right. laughing. But she looks like a condor. You have to see pictures.
Has she gotten thinner?
Yes, she's getting thinner and thinner.
And more angular?
Yes, that's exactly the way to describe it.
I don't know that it's possible for her to get more angular.
I don't either.
It's so frightening. It really is. But put that right on the list of things that you've – this is what we're about to talk about is you're sitting on your couch or in your easy chair and you're looking at your television screen and you're thinking, I'm watching this, but why?
Yeah, we're
going to – what's going on?
We give our opinions a lot on TV shows and movies, and we mock people pretty hard. But we don't think we're above that. We really watch some bad television. And you hear people talking here. You hear them talking in the office, in the hallway. And somebody brings up a TV show and you go, why on earth would you ever spend 1 minute watching that show? We got it covered pretty much for the morning show. I mean, we watch horrible TV.
Oh, yeah.
But this is what's great about the age in which we live, where there are hundreds of choices, because you don't need a show on that appeals to everybody anymore. You just have to have a show that appeals to enough people to stay on. And usually there's somebody out there who'll watch it.
Now, here's the thing. We want to take calls from people. If you watch TV shows, like say in the last week, the worst TV show you've watched, this is the show that you don't tell your friends about because you don't want them to know that you watched that show.
Yeah.
And so we're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. I do have to say that we have a co-champion here at K-Rock. You got your Bean on one hand, you got your Psycho Mike on the other hand. And they both watch horrible TV
shows.
They
watch crap. I can't even believe for one second you would stop and look.
I present for you our theme of the worst TV shows you watch this week.
The worst TV you watch this week. The worst TV you watch this week. The worst TV you watch this week. Let's all face it, it's gotta be Bean or Psycho Mike. Because they are gay, 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 are gay, 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 oh so gay, gay, gay. They like men and they're gay.
I'm tired just hearing it.
I went in the other room and I said, it's 45 seconds. If it was a minute and a half, it would be funnier. So you had to keep singing and keep singing and keep singing. All right. The theme is really bad TV that you watched. I think the worst show I watched the past week is Hell Date. It's a show on BET where they set up a person and they all are in on the joke but the person. It's a terrible show.
Yeah.
Really bad. But Bean and Psycho Mike really do have
I think
they hold the
reason. I think the reason you think that, Kevin, and Mike, tell me if I'm wrong about this, is that you're not that interested in history, for instance. And Mike and I watch a lot of the history shows about fascinating things that happened around the world in the last 2,000 years.
But you
fascinating
guys,
in quotes.
Yeah, here's the thing. History involves billions of things that happen.
Sure.
You guys watch TV shows about the most insignificant things.
No.
Like, my favorite show that I saw this whole week is, I think it was on the National Geographic Channel, and it was a special about a photographer who went and photographed in Hiroshima and Nagasaki after the bombs were dropped.
I watched that, too, The Shadow People of Nagasaki.
It was an unbelievable show.
Okay.
It was so great.
That sounds actually not bad.
Yes.
That was a great show.
Okay.
I followed that up by watching on the Style Network fashion during the Prohibition era.
Okay, bad.
That's
come on, it was
really
awesome.
That's not good.
It was awesome.
Really?
Did you or did you not, Psycho Mike, watch the twofer of badness, which is the history of cold cuts?
Yeah.
And the history of the hammer.
Yeah.
How long were those shows?
Hour long, baby.
An hour.
The hammer. The history of the hammer.
It pounds stuff. And it pounds it good.
But how can you watch a full? That's how we decided to bring this on the air. Is really. Who's watching the history of the hammer?
Because, dude, it's a crude instrument that's been used since pretty much caveman days.
Yeah,
look at how far
it's
come.
It really hasn't come that far.
But you're done after saying that. I mean, that's it. You're out.
No.
You bang things with
it. Think about what Cro-Magnon Man was hitting a rock with.
A bigger hammer?
Compared to like a sledgehammer or like a jackhammer. I mean, a pneumatically operated
You understand
hammer.
You're sounding excited about a TV show about hammers.
Yeah. Stop. What about, hammer time.
What about the cold cuts? What about the history of the cold cuts?
It's enclosed meat.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I know, but...
No, I think what Kevin's point is, we know that just from the title of the show, and that's why we don't watch the show.
Right.
I think is what he said.
If I see History of the Cold Cuts, I might check it out because it looks so bad.
Right.
But I would never, like, watch it for real.
Yeah. Well, I figured, look, maybe it seems like a simple idea at first glance, but there might be so much more to cold cuts that I don't know.
Or not.
But clearly, Kevin, someone thought it was interesting enough to write and produce and film and air a television show on that special.
And those people need to be replaced with someone that knows what they're doing.
I'll just point out that Mike's a vegetarian.
Yeah, that is funny.
On top of it.
That is funny.
All right, we're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. The shows you don't brag to your friends about, but you can't stop watching. Let's start with Chase and the LBC. And I know we only have time for a little bit before we got a break here. But if this is the show I think it is, then Chase is my man.
Chase.
He's on line 8.
Chase, good morning.
What it do, y'all?
What it do, Chase?
You want to hear our theme again?
No, we don't have that kind of time.
All right, what TV show did you watch?
My favorite show, I'm a strong, red-blooded, heterosexual American male. My favorite show happens to be on Logo. It's called Crow Girls. It's about this group of lesbian surfers and all the little lovers' quarrels they get into.
Oh, Logo is the gay channel?
Okay.
Yes,
and you watch Curl Girls. Well, that makes sense.
I thought Curl Girls, when I saw the title, I thought it was the show that maybe isn't on yet about the female curlers.
No.
Because they got a reality show about female curlers that's coming out soon. But this is, you're saying, is about surfers.
It's about surfing, Manhattan Beach.
That's all right. That's not bad. Quarrels.
That sounds good.
They're lesbians. They're surfing. That's all strong.
Nothing wrong with that.
You like how Kevin pretended to not know about Logo? He was all in the dark.
I know. I said it's a gay.
Is that the homosexual gay channel? Because I've never heard of it. I'd never watched that before.
Thank you, Chase, for the call. That does not beat the history of the cold cuts or the history of the hammer, by the way.
Dude, last night I watched the bridges of Poland. I mean, you would not believe the architecture in some of the bridges in Poland.
A year on the bridges in Poland. You're already ahead. You don't need to keep running.
I'm saying it's not bad. It's all in the eye of the beholder.
We need to take a break, and we'll come back with the worst TV you watch.
Talking about the worst TV shows that you find yourself watching throughout the week. You can't explain it. You don't know why. You know they're bad, but you can't stop. Alex, for instance, producer Alex, is hooked on The Real Housewives of New York. She watched a marathon of that on Bravo this week. Kevin, I know that you find yourself watching that America's Best Dance Crew show over there on MTV, which is inexplicable.
I do. That's a horrible show. You're right. Mike, though, during the commercials, he has the history of cold cuts, the history of the hammer, the bridges of Poland, and he also watched a show on cowboy dentistry.
So, my God.
I don't know that anyone's going to be able to beat him, but let's take a few calls from people about the worst TV shows that they watch. Let's start with Ryan, who might actually have a winner. Ryan in San Gabriel, good morning.
Hey, how you guys doing? Actually, I just want to say I love you guys. You guys are dope.
Thank you, man.
All right. Anyways, about a week ago, I was watching on History Channel, History of Tupperware.
No.
And then you realized you were watching the History of Tupperware and changed the channel.
No, it's awesome.
No.
You watch the History of Tupperware.
I don't know. I have DVR, too, and I taped this.
You taped the History of Tupperware.
You did not.
I don't know. I just, it seemed interesting.
All right, let me ask you a question. Ryan, was this one of those season passes like Modern Marvels or something like that, and you didn't know it was the history of Tupperware, just happened to be that theme for that week?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't even know. I was just flipping through channels, and I saw that. Whoa, that's pretty cool.
No, but I'm saying you saw the history of Tupperware, and you were drawn to it?
Yeah.
Okay, you're bad.
You're my boy.
You guys should be together.
What was there? There was nothing holding it down, man.
Good point. There was nothing before that. That's a good point.
The History Channel definitely has their fair share, I'll tell you.
They do
some good work.
Yeah, they have some bad shows. That's where Mike watches most of his bad shows.
I think so, yeah.
Here's KROQ Lister Chris, who says he's hooked on, he must admit, the new Yankee Workshop. It's
What's
on
that?
PBS. It's a woodworking show that specializes in showing you how to make or reproduce antique furniture.
Wow.
That's his show.
That's not good. Let's see. Let's go to Amber in Fullerton. Good morning, Amber. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, guys. Lisa.
Hi, Amber.
Worst TV show you've ever watched?
I don't watch a lot of TV, and I hate to even say this, but on the Country Music Channel, they have My Big Redneck Wedding.
And that's a bunch of hicks in their weddings?
Getting married, like drinking beer, barbecuing pigs, shopping at Smart Final for their reception. It's like a train wreck, and I can't stop.
Train wreck TV there is a certain appeal to it. But see, I would say train wreck TV is much more interesting than History of the Hammer, for example.
Yeah,
I
mean, that is not train wreck TV.
No.
That's just boring.
It's not
TV.
Bad enough. It's just boring. Your show, My Redneck Wedding, sounds funny.
I mean, I watch Big Medicine. I don't know if that comes into this category, but it's about really fat people who have gastric bypass and the doctors who
Wait
do the surgeries.
Okay. Thank you, Amber.
Can you stop picking on me about cowboy dentistry?
At least she's got fat people.
Yeah. And they get thinner.
Let's go to Albert, who could probably speak Mike's language. Albert in Eagle Rock. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're good. Thank you.
All right. I recently watched two episodes on the History Channel back to back. One was the history of the shovel.
The history of the shovel.
And then the history of the excavator. The giant, like, claw-type shovels, heavy machinery.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. And you watched those back-to-back?
Back-to-back.
Were you stoned?
I would take my life.
Seriously.
No, we just disabled. Recently had our second child, so I just sitting at home with the kids, trying to teach the son a lesson.
How old is your son?
Two.
Excellent. Son, look at the shovel. Tell me about that now.
The lesson you're going to teach him is to leave home early. That's what you're going to teach him.
Thank you for the call.
The excavator is used in sand and rock and in coal mines. They take it up to Antarctica and break through mad snow. You understand? Kevin, tons of snow in one big scoop.
And you know what
What
he won't watch tonight? I asked. The Office.
No way.
Yeah, I know.
Refuses.
I know.
No way.
Freak.
8 o'clock tonight, Nazi Witchcraft is on. I got to watch that.
Nazi Witchcraft sounds good.
You would love The Office. It's so funny and it's so your sense of humor. You would really enjoy
it. That is the weird thing is that Mike won't watch stuff we all think he would like in favor of...
It was
of...
like trying to get him to go see the Borat movie. There was just no way.
Let's go to Amber in Los Angeles. Good morning, Amber. Hello, Amber. Did I not push the button? Amber, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi. Worst TV show you watched this week?
It was on the History Channel, and it's how things are made, and it was how they made toothpicks, and how they separated them and put them into boxes, and how they picked up the bad ones. It was pretty bad, but I watched it.
You watched the whole thing.
Was it a whole hour?
It wasn't a whole hour. It was like 30 minutes.
Okay.
That's not better.
No, I mean...
I'm sorry.
It's not, but yeah, it was pretty bad, but somehow I was interested.
See, here's the thing.
These people not have... a way to record shows and watch good shows. Is that what happened?
I guess so.
Amber, did you watch this live or was it a season pass type thing?
You know, I'm not sure. It might have been season pass, but it's one of those things, even when you got cable, they still constantly repeat everything. So you run out of things anyways.
Right.
So I was flipping through the channels and it was how
packaging toothpicks. All right.
Okay. Packaging toothpicks,
that's some good TV right there. By the way, History Channel seems to be cleaning up.
Oh,
They get the award for having the worst shows.
Yeah, well, Discovery's got about four or five Discovery. Like, History Channel has History International, History Military. Discovery's the same way. They got, like, four or five different, you know, sub-Discoveries. And a lot of times you can catch a lot of the good stuff on the smaller versions of Discovery, like the rise and fall of Sert's Breath Mints, which was dope.
A full hour?
Yeah, sick.
Yeah. Let's go to Candy in Westwood. Good morning, Candy.
Hi. What's up, you guys?
Hi, Candy.
I think your show might actually battle for the championship here.
Really enjoyed the show. It was awesome. It was like an hour and a half. History of the homing pigeon.
Yeah.
An hour and a half of the history of the pigeon.
They had them racing 200 miles back home, and they showed you how they did it.
For an hour and a half?
Yeah, no one wanted to watch with me, but I was like yelling to all my family. I was like, look at the pigeons, you guys. And they had different colors, and they'd have different feathers pointing.
That's crazy. Are you telling me the pigeons have different colors? That is outrageous.
Just Candy and Rodney watching that show.
That's it.
Candy, this is Bean here. I think I've seen that show.
Of course
don't they
you
also,
have.
Don't they also have a segment where they show like famous homing pigeons throughout history and how they would deliver messages to battlefields and stuff like that? It's awesome. That's a good show.
You guys know you're talking about this as if it's good, right?
No, that was a hot show. Mike, you haven't seen that. You got to check it out.
National Geographic?
Yeah, National Geographic.
I got to check that out.
What's that?
Then you could tell everybody all the facts you learned, and everyone looks at you like you're smart.
See, here's the problem, though, Candy.
No, they don't. That's not the look they're giving you,
Candy. Here's the problem. Is Bean is this type of person. Mike is this type. They bring up stuff no one wants to talk about.
We don't look at them like they're smart.
Your friends don't like it, Candy.
Actually, they do.
No, they don't. I'm telling you, they
just
laugh.
Nice.
They nudge each other and laugh. But when you start talking about the history of the pigeon, they go out. They're gone.
Hey, I'm a science researcher. Yeah.
Enough said.
They're not very social.
Enough said. All right.
All right. Thanks for
Thank
the call.
Thank you, Candy.
All right. So I think, what's the message? Do we have a message? Is there a message?
Stop watching the History Channel.
Yeah.
Seems like most of these shows are on that.
Well, I was thumbing through some of the things I watched in the last week, and I think the worst one that I watched came on the Biography Channel.
Wait a minute. You didn't already tell us the worst with the history of the cold cuts, history of the hammer, Bridges of Poland, and cowboy dentistry?
Late Saturday night, I watched an hour-long on the Biography Channel. I watched an hour-long special on the Gabor sisters.
Really?
Yeah.
Zsa Zsa and Ava?
Yeah.
They were the actresses in the 50s or whatever?
Yeah.
Why?
Wow.
Why?
I know a lot more about the Gabor sisters than I ever thought I would.
Uh-huh. And that comes up
one of these days, dude.
Is it dope?
Yeah.
Talking about that American Idol show last night, that 2.5-hour telethon, American Idol Gives Back, I think they call it.
Yep.
Huge stars on the show. Lots of musical performers. But then, you know, they'd have Ben Stiller on or Brad Pitt or Reese Witherspoon. I mean, a lot of big, big stars. And then they also had some NASCAR people on and some other Kobe Bryant was on the show last night. And then they brought out Peyton and Eli Manning, and I thought, wow, we haven't seen our boy Eli, I don't think, since he won the Super Bowl. How great would it be to catch up with him and find out what his experience was like being on the Idol show last night? And I think we have your favorite New York Giant on the line with us right now. Good morning, Eli.
Eli,
what's going on?
Are you quiet?
What happened?
I can't ride a bike with no handlebars.
It's okay.
Oh, Eli.
It's all right, Eli. Not everyone can.
No. I can't ride a bike with handlebars.
It's just a song, Eli.
I can't ride a bike.
It's nothing personal, Eli. It's okay.
I'm retarded.
Yeah.
Right.
It sure looks you're a mouth breather, that's for sure. If you go to krock.com, you can see a funny picture of Eli Manning, who looks like a seventh grade retard.
Hi.
Let's be honest. Hi, Eli.
Hi. I'm Eli.
Yep.
How was the show last night? You did the American Idol thing?
I was on American Idol.
Right?
Uh-huh. I'm in the top 10.
I don't know.
I get to go on tour.
I don't think you're actually... You didn't sing, did you?
Yes.
You didn't sing, Eli.
No.
No. It was you and Peyton. You guys came out on stage.
Oh,
you...
Peyton. Is Peyton in the top 10? No. He always beats me in everything.
He's not in it either.
Uh-uh.
Right, your guys aren't contestants. Good. You're not contestants.
Did I get voted off?
No, you didn't get voted off.
You
remember
were never
when
on
you
it.
When you and
Did
Peyton
they put
went...
out my flame?
That's Survivor,
I
believe. That's Survivor. I don't think that's
okay.
Do I have to leave the house?
That's Big Brother. I don't think
do,
any.
Do you
any
remember
of these...
when you and your brother
Did
went
I,
down?
Do I get to date Domenico?
Okay, you're so confused right now, Eli. Listen, I'm trying to tell you what happened.
I was on a show.
Right.
Yes, you were on American
Idol.
I should
won something.
It's not like that. It was a charity show. You were there because you were a celebrity. You were trying to get people to donate money to children's charities. That's what you were doing.
Like an allowance.
Sort of, I guess. Don't you remember that you and Peyton went down to New Orleans and you went to visit with some at-risk youth, some people who had lost their homes in Katrina, and you were playing football with them, and you were sitting around and having a conversation about how tough their lives are now and how they're looking forward to things getting better?
What?
That was a long question. That was a long question. Try to shorten that.
No, I love monologues.
Don't you remember going to New Orleans?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes, I am. I'm from New Orleans.
Right.
Yeah. Yes, you are. And you
there
and Peyton.
It's wet down there.
It's yes. wet. Right. That's what she said.
There was a lot of rain.
Right. So you and Peyton played. Don't you remember playing football with some kids?
Yes, I remember playing football.
Okay.
With some kids.
I won a Super Bowl.
Oh, Eli, I'm trying so hard here.
I'm 1-0.
You're number 10.
We're number 10, right?
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
that.
Right?
Are you still retard strong?
I'm retard strong.
Okay.
And then I picked a suitcase and Howie Mandel, nope. And I had to call a banker.
No, it wasn't that show, dude. It wasn't that show. That was Deal or No Deal.
What show was I on?
American Idol Gives Back. It's a charity version of the show, I guess. I didn't see it.
With the fat black guy?
Yes, Randy Jackson was on the show.
Yes, yes.
You remember now?
Yes, he said I was pitchy.
He didn't say you were pitchy. You didn't sing,
dog.
Eli.
He called me a dog.
I don't think that's what he meant by it. Okay.
Doggy
okay.
goes rough.
Okay.
Doggy goes rough.
We got Cooking with Coolio coming up. Coolio is
Spielberg. Spielberg used a smaller crew to do the next Indiana Jones film and the Crystal Skull than Coolio's got
he does
to do
seem,
his cooking program.
It does seem to be the biggest production ever.
Yes. But. What channel is filming us today for the Coolio TV show?
I don't know.
My damn channel?
No, I don't think
no,
it's for
that's
that.
His internet
it's for a reality
show. This is for
show.
TV, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Oxygen.
Oxygen.
I'm very bad at reading lips, but I finally got it. Oxygen.
They do things. They do things right over there at the Oxygen Channel.
Well, you know who runs the Oxygen Channel?
It used to be Oprah. Is
yeah.
It
yeah.
True? Oh,
dude.
No.
Yes.
We don't want to support that.
How can you not?
Is it too late?
Yeah, yeah. Way too late.
There's a guy with a fist in my face. Guy was threatening me with a fist in my face earlier.
And
I'm so fat.
That's kind of power Oprah wields. Cooking with Coolio after 9 o'clock this morning on the Kevin DeBean Show on K-Rock. And, of course, those Radiohead tickets you've been waiting for at 9, 1, 5, and 9 again today on K-Rock. Time for the Showbiz Beat now. Here's Ralph.
Congratulations to Ashley Simpson. Well, congratulations may be too strong a word.
Yeah.
She's engaged to Pete Wentz, a Fallout Boy. Condolences? Is that what you give someone
know.
Who's going to marry Pete Wentz? Who got the bad part of that deal?
That's what I'm trying
to
think.
To
is which one gets the bad part?
Maybe they deserve each other. Maybe they've just taken each other out of our way. Maybe we should thank them.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. We appreciate that.
But we have to sterilize them, though, right?
I hope.
Yeah.
Every time he sees her, he's not going to recognize her, though. That's a problem with her.
See? Because she changes a lot with plastic
even
surgery,
know
Ralph.
She looks like anymore.
She is not a familiar woman.
A lot of plastic surgery.
We are thrilled to share that we are happily engaged, Ashley said yesterday. Thank you for all your support and well wishes. Both of you who did that for us.
Who's given a accolades?
It means the world to us. Yeah, no one cares. Sean Penn and Robin Wright Penn, who have been on the verge of divorce since last December when she filed.
We were trying to figure out yesterday if they were completely divorced.
If it was official yet or whether they were not yet divorced.
Well, I thought they were because he had been seen with Petra Ninkova and they hadn't been together.
Well, they
time.
Had separated in December after she filed, after 11 years of marriage. But apparently they have reconciled. She and Sean were seen at Eddie Vedder's solo concert in Berkeley, California on Tuesday night. Midway through the show, Sean got up on stage and dedicated a song to Robin for her birthday.
Wow.
Hmm. And then apparently they were seen being very friendly.
How about that?
Maybe
nice. Robin just missed all the laughs.
Maybe.
Just missed all that humor.
Well, he's constantly breaking into Spicoli. Constantly.
Yeah.
He loves it.
I heard
we don't need to play
Into
that
the
again.
Wild, when he made that movie, he was going to play the lead, but do it as Spicoli.
Is that true?
I think so. Wasn't that when we asked him?
Yeah.
He could have gone comedy with it and been Spicoli. He's changed the whole thing around.
not at all, Kevin.
No.
But I did. It did lead me to
maybe he didn't respond to that really as well.
Well, he responded less than I had hoped.
Let's say you're Misha Barton, shall we?
Okay.
Okay, I'm skinny. No rack. Go ahead.
You just got popped for a DUI.
Yes.
What do you do?
Stay home.
Get a driver and keep drinking.
Get a driver?
That's what I say.
Yeah, get someone to drive you around after you drink.
She was spotted at a bar on Monday night here in Los Angeles with a new drinking partner, Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan.
Ooh,
yeah. That's a good pair.
That's a dynamic duo right there.
It is. That's good.
Apparently the two were having the time of their lives. It must be great just to have a horribly socially embarrassing situation happen for you, like a DUI where you're endangering your life and others and you have a lot of legal issues to face, and just not care. Just keep partying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's good.
I think she settled it. I think they went to court already on that one, and she's scot-free.
So she's got room for another one.
is what
exactly.
You're Scott Free wasn't even there, Bean. He wasn't even attending. I don't know who he is, but he wasn't.
No, but I think you're right, Ralph, though, that she can't get into trouble again. I mean, you know, clearly the first one is the easiest one to get out of, but after that, they are looking for you.
Yeah. Heather Mills, like any bitter ex-wife, is using her child to try to get at her ex-husband. The Daily Mirror in England reports that Sir Paul McCartney, her ex-husband, is taking their daughter Beatrice on vacation to Morocco this summer.
Right.
Heather is, she sent 8 pages of instructions to the chefs at the hotel in Morocco where they're staying, along with Beatrice. 8 pages.
For food? About food?
About food.
Saying...
What?
How old is Beatrice?
4 or 5.
That's the just eat whatever's put in front of you age.
Oh, no, because Heather wants to ensure that she doesn't have any animal product whatsoever in the preparation of her food.
That wasn't a punchline.
Paul's a vegetarian.
Well, that's what people
too.
Are saying. He's been a vegetarian a lot longer than she has, and he's certainly capable of
monitoring
what his daughter eats. But she is pretty much pinning an 8-page note to her daughter as she sends him off vacation just to get under his skin.
She's horrible.
Yeah.
By all accounts, by the way, Paul has raised 3 or 4 other kids that have turned out fine. I think the guy's okay.
And he's got Ringo there as a nanny, right? Didn't he employ him as a nanny? No, I think
nice
he did. No,
he
I think
did.
He threw him a job.
I don't think he did.
He better. Somebody should, because he needs one.
Okay.
And speaking of kids, Britney Spears' kids apparently doing better without her than with her. What are the odds of that happening?
Yeah, that's not hard to believe.
In Style Magazine's reporting that their dad, Kevin Federline, who currently has custody of Sean Preston and Jaden, has put them on regular sleep and bath schedules, has made them start eating fruits and vegetables. They're getting regular exercise. They've gotten regular haircuts. And they've even gone to the dentist since he's been
Why are we patting him on the back for this? That's
because these things did not happen under the care of Britney Spears.
None of that?
Wow.
That's what they're saying.
Wow.
The kids were allowed to bathe and sleep whenever they wanted. They were able to eat whatever they wanted. And haircuts and dentistry were not high on the list of priorities in the Spears household.
In a way, though, Ralph, isn't he a celebrity who just saved lives?
I think he did. He saved 2 little lives.
Yeah, yeah, see, that's where it goes.
As long as they don't go back to her. I was expecting Britney and her kids to appear on Idol Gives Back last night when they were doing one of their touching montages of families in trouble.
Help.
Please help these families. I thought they were just going to whip pan and see Britney sitting there in a mansion with the kids, like, eating dog food out of the bowl. You know.
They have to eat dog food out of a bowl?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's where you put the dog food.
All right.
Hey, we're going to be doing that in about 15 minutes. With three of this.
Oh, how dare you.
I don't know what he's cooking. Wasn't it just, couldn't you, when you were watching that show last night, Ralph, weren't you thinking, how is this America, the video that I am looking at on my television screen, how is this going on in 2008 in the United States of America?
It was heartbreaking. Especially
shocking,
in
though.
The... Not the Ozarks, not the Adirondacks. What's the mountain range I'm looking for? The Appalachian Mountains. Just levels of poverty that you only think exists in third world countries. And it's happening in America. It is stunning and horrifying. And also what struck me, and I brought this up with my wife, is that they would interview these Africans going through tremendous hardships. You know, entire families being wiped out by HIV/AIDS and poverty and no food. And yet they had a tremendous sort of dignity about them. And then you would talk to the American counterparts, and they just seemed so more depressed and sort of with a lack of hope, just as if they resigned themselves to the fact that just no way they're ever going to get out of that hole.
That's an excellent point, and I thought the same thing, and I wondered if it's because the Africans don't have television, for instance, to show them all the stuff they're not getting. And
that's
all
what my wife
lives
said.
They're not living.
She said, imagine living in Appalachia and seeing the lifestyles of the rich and famous on TMZ and Extra and all these shows, and seeing these people with their millions of dollars and recognizing how far away you are from what that kind of lifestyle is.
That's
versus
true.
In Africa, they're just trying to survive and doing the best they can, and they've got a community around them who are all in a similar situation.
Right. Unfortunately, they don't know any different.
Right, and they're pulling together trying to just to stay alive. So it was devastating last night. I hate to think American Idol could be inspirational and or educational on any level, but last night's show was pretty good.
Well, good for them for doing that.
And what about Jennifer Connelly's jugs, by the way?
She's got some hoots.
No, I'm talking about the water jugs that she went. Remember she did that bit
where
she
that's was right.
talking about the clean water out of the river.
Yeah, those jugs. Yeah, sorry, my mind went elsewhere.
Me too.
Yeah. And Bono, by the way, is just starting to look like an old Irishman. God bless him. Oh, it just looks like he's spent way too much time in the bar.
He should just change his name to Paddy and be done with it.
He should just punch an Englishman in the face and just move on. Today's celebrity birthday is John Madden. He is 72 years old today. Here's a guy who hasn't missed a meal.
No, he
doesn't. Take whatever he eats and cut it in half and send it to Africa.
Problem solved.
Steven Seagal, another guy who's pretty beefy.
Yeah.
Stop saying you're a martial artist, by the way, when you're 350. I think you lose the right to be called a Ginsu master or whatever the hell he calls himself.
I think it is a Ginsu master.
He works with those knives, right?
Yeah, that's
he
what
can
it
cut
is.
A tomato can or uh-huh. take a can as easily as a tomato.
That's what it is.
Yeah, you're not anymore.
Fatty, fatty.
Yeah, he's 57. Mandy Moore is 24 years old today, and Haley Joel Osment from The Sixth Sense, he is 20 years old.
Oh. Wow.
Seems like just yesterday he was seeing dead people.
Yeah. Sure does. Mm-hmm.
Balls.
Now, balls. The words of Paul Moyer, simply and eloquently put, balls. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
That's our man right there. Ladies and gentlemen, you've loved him for years. You're going to love him in an all-new way with a brand-new Oxygen reality TV show. He is in the studio in preparation for the first episode right now. It's, of course, we fell in love with him all over again with Cooking with Coolio recently on the Internet. And let's find out what's going on with Coolio. Joining us
Coolio?
Here.
Yo, what's up? It's the C-double. Y'all mother's in trouble.
Self-edits. I love that.
It's good, yeah.
Well done. Coolio, welcome to K-Rock. You ever been in here before, dude?
Nah, I've never been in studio. I've talked to you guys on the phone several times.
On the phone? And we've also run into a couple of MTV events and stuff like that where we've interviewed on red carpet and stuff like that. But this is a real treat, dude. Thanks for coming in.
No problem, man. You know, it's my pleasure. I just recently found out how long you guys been on the air, and I got a couple of my producers here, man.
75 years.
Yeah, you know, it's that's a great thing, man. So it seems like you were on the air in your previous life as well.
Yeah, pretty much. You're right. Now, Coolio, we had you on the phone a few days ago, and our listeners may not have heard that, where you were talking about how you ended up doing an internet cooking show, which has kind of brought you back in a big way here because it's a sensation over there on mydamnchannel.com. But to just briefly recap for folks what you've been up to in the kitchen.
Well, you know, I recently found out about 5-6 years ago that I had this really crazy palate. I can taste stuff and tell you exactly what's in it.
Really?
You know, yeah, it's kind of crazy. So,
how do you come across that knowledge? How do you...
I don't really know.
At a restaurant?
I was like, damn, this tastes like sage.
Right, but...
And the person was like, it's not that much sage in it. How can you taste that?
Wait a minute. Did your friends beat you down at that moment?
Nah, not necessarily.
You said it tastes like sage.
I don't know if it was sage. It could have been lemongrass. It could have been thyme.
Doesn't matter.
My friends
would have hit me. That's what I'm saying.
Pretty cool skill, though, Kevin. There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm basing it on my friends. They would beat me up. That's all I'm saying.
Well, no, I actually been cooking since I was about 9 years old.
Oh, you have? Okay.
I made a grilled tuna sandwich and burnt the rug at my house and got a terrible ass whooping.
Excellent.
And, after that, my mother said, you want to cook? Okay, you're going to learn how to cook, wash, sew, and do everything. So, I'm one of those kind of
guys.
So
you're now the perfect woman.
The perfect man. I tell you what, check this out. If I can get a woman to my house and get her to eat some of my food.
Yeah, you win.
The panties is coming right off.
Yeah, of course.
Please believe it and you'll receive it. Show me your baton.
That's so true.
Yep.
That's
absolutely
so true. But haven't you already won if you got a woman over to your house? I mean, really?
Not necessarily. Women will come to your house just to check it out. You know what I'm saying? If you can get them to eat and you can cook. Now, imagine if you couldn't cook.
Made
something that wasn't that great,
right.
And they ate it, they'd probably be ready to go.
They would run, yeah.
Because if your food's bad, then the sex probably going to be bad as well.
But you're Coolio. You don't have to cook for them to get them to come to your house. Are we pretending that part doesn't exist right now?
No. You see what it is? It's a lot of women out there like you, like yourself. If I was trying to date you, would you really care that I was Coolio?
Yes.
I think Lisa would. I think Lisa would be pretty impressed.
I'm shallow.
You're not.
But you're saying for girls who aren't,
you're right. I mean, there are girls who are hangers-on.
Yeah, yeah.
But the ones who aren't, they would care not that you're Coolio, but who you really are.
Well, I try to separate myself from the pros. You know.
Yeah.
I don't want to say the other word, but I try
to,
you know.
I hear
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Coolio,
you,
could you put a baby in Lisa right now? I mean, if you wanted to, could you do that?
I can get it.
What kind of question is that?
Right now. Hold on. I'm so fertile. Watch this.
Oh, no. He just touched her hand.
I just touched her on the hand.
Yeah, that's all it takes. She's carrying.
Yep, I have 6 children. I have 6 children.
Oh, my God.
Really? Yeah.
Wow, what ages?
I'm a baby machine.
What ages?
My oldest is 20 and my youngest is 12.
Wow.
No kidding. Now, you have a relationship with all those kids, Coolio?
Yes, sir, I do. Yes,
check
sir, I do.
I
didn't have a dad that was like Coolio.
No.
You know what I mean? No. That's not fair.
Hey, I'm the coolest dad in the world.
I know, I imagine.
The only dad maybe slightly, a little bit, somewhat cooler than me is Snoop Dogg.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, he's Snoop Dogg.
His kids get away with murder. Mine don't.
Yeah. Well,
they get
let me
murdered.
Ask you about that, because I mentioned when we brought you on that you're filming a reality show for Oxygen. What do you think? I mean, you probably watch the TV like the rest of us. You watch the Snoop show. You watch the Flavor Flav show. Right. What do you think about the way some of your contemporaries have turned it into a TV career? Has it been impressive to you, or is it not what you want to do? Is it different from what you're hoping for?
Hey,
what?
Get what you got. You know, life is short. You know,
get what you can.
Get what you got.
Get what you got.
Okay. What I mean, if you got to get it. If you can transfer your skills to other areas and other aspects of your life, I say go for it. Mm-hmm. Me personally, I got 6 kids. So, you know, I got 5 jobs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They got to eat. And, you know, my son is a big hungry mother. You know what I mean?
This crew that we talked about when we had you on the phone a few days ago, the people that we see sometimes in the kitchen, and we've talked to a couple of your producers on the show, it seems like these are guys from the neighborhood, friends of yours for a long, long time that are helping you with the show.
Well, you know, that's just the kind of person I am. I try to make people feel really good. I'm stuffing a culicado while we're on the air. And
you're stuffing a culicado?
Culicado.
That's an avocado
right
that you're stuffing?
Yes.
With what?
Yes. Tomato, onion, a little balsamic and oil, and some onion.
Really?
That sounds like something you would eat, Mike.
Make sure you got some gum after this. You know
yeah.
What I mean? But only 4 of my kids are going to be on the show. My 4
what happened
oldest children. The other two, you know, they're kind of young, and I don't think they want to be exposed like that right now.
Uh huh. I can see that.
You got a napkin? Yeah, you know.
She has a shirt.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean.
Coolio, we tried to ask you this on the phone, and I don't think we asked it well. It doesn't seem like the world of rap and the world of cooking shows mesh.
I'm going to tell you something, man. It's all about timing, baby. I've been watching the Food Network for quite some time, and I just wasn't that impressed with a lot of the shows and a lot of the cooking shows I've been seeing. I just thought they were a little boring. So I decided.
They are boring, that's for sure.
Yeah, so, you know, we just took it. This is the cooking show for the new millennium. How about that?
All right.
This is for the Shaka Zulus out there.
Oh, yeah. Shaka Zulu, baby. Shaka Zulu, what do you do?
Now, is this what you hope to do long term? You want to have a cooking show?
Restaurants.
Restaurants. Oh, okay.
Frozen food.
Oh, I
my
see.
My own line of spices.
You can do it all.
Yes, sir. What about catering? Maybe.
Restaurants, catering.
Restaurant would be awesome.
Yeah. Catering is a really hectic thing, man. I don't know if I want to be that hectic like that.
It's like a lot of work.
And then you got to deal directly with people. And,
right.
You know, I'm not a good ass kisser.
Yeah, well, that is a special skill.
Yeah,
that,
exactly.
That's true. But restaurants are equally hard, aren't they?
Not necessarily, because I can own it, create the recipe,
sure.
And let somebody else work there.
Let them deal with the people.
Exactamundo.
I like that. Okay.
Yeah, you know, L.A. is a really diverse place, you know, and I actually want to try to do my first restaurant here in Culver City.
No
That'd
kidding.
Be great. Do you find it hard to cook and talk at the same time? Because I think that's kind of difficult to do.
Not really. It's just, you know, I recently met a drummer that could drum and sing at the same time, so if he can do that, I can.
I guess you can stuff an avocado.
All right, listen, we got to move this into the other room because, as I understand, as great as the pepper looks there, I understand you whipped up some chicken and you got some other stuff in the other studio. Is that right?
I'm not playing with y'all this morning. I hope you're hungry.
What kind of chicken?
I mean, it sounds great.
Finger licking, rib sticking, fall off the bone and take your panties off chicken.
Wow.
I don't have panties.
You got anything on there?
Do you have manties? No. I tell you what, I'll hook you up with one of my producers.
Now, are you going to do birthday parties, bar mitzvahs, brisses? Are you going to do anything like that circuit?
If the money right,
yeah.
Give me a call.
I don't know. Circuit, whatever.
If you got your money right, man, you know, we could work it out. We could.
All right.
You know, everything's for sale. This is not on sale.
Okay. I got you.
You feel me? Coolio's for hire.
I got you. I like that.
There it is. That's a culicado for you right here. Y'all try that out.
Oh, that looks fabulous.
I'm going to slide that to the side like your panties.
Now, when does this show air? When can we watch this, Coolio? Do you have any idea? Is it
August.
This summer? Oh, August. Okay.
August, yes, sir.
August, all right.
Okay.
And it's called Coolio's Rules.
Coolio's Rules.
Mm. Okay.
That's
fantastic.
Really good.
I got 4 kids living with me.
Right.
You know, two post teenagers and two teenagers.
That seems hectic as hell.
Yeah. Man.
Do they hate you? Don't all teenagers hate their parents?
Nah, you know what? We get along pretty good. We get along pretty good.
Yeah, but you're cool.
I mean, everybody has their ups and downs. You know, the thing about my kids is that they're a little spoiled and lazy.
Mm-hmm.
And like most kids.
Do you think putting them on TV is going to be just what they need?
We shall see.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Coolio on K-Rock.
That smells so good, Kevin. I can almost smell the chicken from here. You're cooking with Coolio, my man.
Coolio, what the hell? Like, this is, what is this? That looks like a professional chef did that.
That is Coolio Caprese salad right there. And, you know, all the presentation on cooking with Coolio is done by my AC Jerez. He's one of the best sous chefs on the West Coast, and his presentation skills are immaculate. I just hand him stuff, and I say, make that look pretty. And that's what he does.
Look, it does. It looks
nice to have somebody like that.
Hey, that look better than your mama.
For folks who are so confused, you just turned on the radio. Cooking with Coolio has become an internet sensation through mydamnchannel.com. If you want to go and catch up with past episodes of seeing Coolio cook in the kitchen and the new untitled reality TV. Well, I guess Coolio announced what it's going to be called. Coolio's Rules coming on Oxygen this summer, and that's why he's in the studio here today. They're kicking that off, and he's actually cooking it. What's this? How did you prepare this chicken that we're looking at right now, Coolio?
Baby, that's finger licking, rib sticking. Fall off the bone and onto your bone chicken.
Mm. Okay. And how is it prepared?
First you take the chicken, you wash it really well, and then you you get it ready to receive the seasoning. You got to get ready to receive the seasoning.
How do you do that?
You put some balsamic vinegar on it, or if you don't like balsamic, you can use cider, whatever kind of vinegar you like, and then you let it sit for a minute, and then you pour a little beer on it, and then you start adding your seasoning.
I've seen you work the turkey, by the way. That was a little scary.
Oh, turkey.
You make love to your food, Coolio.
I love food, and food love me. Check this out. Now, with this this particular chicken, I added a little jalapeno, because I know y'all like it to keep it spicy here.
Of course.
And then one can, since a small portion, one can of condensed cream of chicken soup. And you don't got to buy the expensive kind.
Okay.
You could, you know what I'm saying? We shop at Ralph's and we shop at Albertson's. We don't go to Farmer's Market and we don't go to all them other places. You know what
I'm
saying?
You can do it for less, for not the top money.
Hey, listen. It doesn't cost a lot of money to eat well. A little seasoning salt, a little pepper. Come on, man.
I don't have any of the skills that you have.
You watch the show, man. I swear, you'd be cooking like Coolio.
I'm worried about you and the turkey, dude. I'm telling you. I was watching. I was like, he's making love to the turkey. I want turkey now.
You got to make love to your food and let your food make love to you.
Now, are you still doing music? You got the CD? Tell us about that.
The new album is called Still Here.
Still Here. All right.
S-T-E-A-L-H-E-A-R.
Still here. Got it.
Still here. Now, the album is it's not really a concept album.
It is.
It's just a collection of songs that are just incredible. I did some really good work. Listen, by the way, my name is Artiste Leon Ivy Jr. I was born August 1st, 1963. I am 44 years old, and this is not your daddy's stomach. Let me tell you. No disrespect to some of these young cats, but I put a lot of them to shame. I do shows with them, and I do a lot of stuff with them. I listen to their songs, and a lot of them are not fit to hold my old school microphone cord. How about that?
Nice.
There you go. So you're not willing to step aside for Flo Rida and those guys. You're saying
stepping aside. You know what? My 18-year-old son is rapping right now. We battle at the house. How about that? Now hold on. I'm gonna go over here and I'm gonna start on this. This spinach. I'm going to start on this spinach that your kids will eat.
All right. Spinach that your kids will eat.
Okay, now, we got this little plug-up stove.
Little plate.
It's like a hot plate.
Hot plate,
yeah.
And the AC Jerez has already started to saute the onions and the garlic in there.
Oh,
with a little olive oil, you know what I'm saying?
Olive oil.
You know what I'm saying? So what we're going to do, we're going to take one full plate of that spinach. And dump it on in that pan.
Huh?
Dump it.
Oh, okay.
Now, what you want to do, you want your flavors to coagulate.
That's what I've always wanted.
In that pan.
I don't believe that's the right word, Coolio.
Well, no, actually it is. I had somebody say that on the internet. They say flavors don't coagulate. They combine.
Bean.
Well, that's what that your you, flavors do. Your flavors combine. My okay. flavors coagulate.
All right.
Okay.
I'm a ghetto gourmet, baby.
By the way, we need a Jerez around that can repeat everything we say. I like that.
Everything we say, I like that.
We're going to drop the top on that spinach, fool. Drop the top. We're going to drop the top.
I'll tell you what we're going to do here, Kevin. While you and Coolio are sizzling it up, let's take a break, come back before we get to our phone calls, and then have a tasting and see how it all comes out.
Shaka Zulu!
First, though, the grand conclusion of cooking with Coolio here this morning.
Well
Kevin,
said.
you are with Coolio.
Yep.
He is preparing to serve up your chicken. How's it looking?
It looks fantastic. It smells fantastic. It's more strange that I'm in a room with Coolio.
That's even weirder.
That's a pretty strange thing for me.
It's the ghetto gourmet, baby.
Coolio, where did Shaka Zulu come from as the catchphrase of your cooking show?
You don't remember the movie Shaka Zulu?
No. Okay.
Yeah, it was a movie about Shaka Zulu. Shaka Zulu was a African warrior king.
Mm.
And supposedly, back when he was alive, that Africans didn't fight. They had a contest of skill, and that's how they determined, you know, who took each other's women and, you know, how they were going to trend, you know, like, you know, they had to keep the tribes mixed so that everybody wouldn't be all,
retarded?
Yeah.
Inbred?
Inbred, that's yeah. it. Okay. They didn't want a bunch of inbred warriors.
Not retarded.
So that's how they had contests of skill. Shaka Zulu shortened the spear and made it so people actually started killing each other and stuff like that, started fighting each other. So
you celebrate
that. Seems bad.
I'm not necessarily celebrating that, but I'm trying to, you know, I'm working on not using so much profanity.
Uh-huh.
So instead of saying mother,
yeah,
I say Shaka Zulu.
Right, but then you always follow it up with mother effort.
No.
And then you go, hey, you're not
this,
really
this,
accomplishing
no, this
that.
This is the first season.
First season.
All right. I'm a work in progress.
All right. Okay.
I told you. I only can do a few things well. Okay, I can cook. I can rap. I can read, and I can have relations.
That's what we're talking about.
Lisa, you want to come in? I'm not going to do all that with him.
Come on, I would like to say, because we're out of time with our guest, I would like to say that Coolio is a good man, and he is a man of his word, because we talked to him on the phone, and he said, Kevin Amin, I'm going to come in, I'm going to cook for you, and sure enough, he did this morning.
We got to have Kevin try it.
Let Kevin try this chicken. Now, this is finger-licking, rib-sticking, fall off. Hold on, wait a minute. Did you see that?
Cutting with a fork.
Oh,
cutting with a fork, people.
That is awesome. Don't,
shouldn't even need a fork.
No, pick that up with your hand, bro.
With my hand?
Yeah, pick that up. Go on and pick that up, man. That's a wing. Look, you can't
Nothing's better on radio than cooking.
Well,
really.
This is pretty good. I don't care.
Yummy?
What you think?
You guys take some phone calls. I'll be back on, man.
Yeah, he's eating.
All right.
Shaka Zulu!
That looks great.
We're
sorry.
What it do, nephew?
All right, get on the air, win a pair of tickets for both days of the Toyota Grand Prix of Long Beach. That's Saturday, April 19th, Sunday the 20th. You'll also be qualified for the Coca-Cola Grand Prize to be an official starter down on the track on Sunday. That's a pretty good deal. And you'll also win Grand Theft Auto 4 courtesy of GameStop, available at GameStops on April the 29th. So check it out, 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we start with, let's start with Mike and Chino on the Kevin and Bean Show on line two. Hey, Mike, what to do?
What to do, nephews?
Hi, Mike.
Hey, I just found out this morning at our meeting at work that our company picnic's going to be at KFC.
Oh, that's awesome.
They're going to take you to KFC.
Yeah.
I love KFC. What's wrong with KFC?
Their picnic's going to be at KFC. It's not even like they're getting KFC and going somewhere.
Yeah.
That's where they're going.
Mike, before you're complaining, who has a company picnic anymore? I didn't even know those existed.
Well, what do you think? Like, not all the other years, we had good company picnics.
Oh, I see. You're comparing with past years where you did more better stuff.
It's not even a picnic if you're inside a place.
How dare you?
Picnic's got to be in a park on grass.
It's really just going to lunch is all it is.
All right. Thank you
for the
call. I'm not going to help you with that, but thank you for the call. Let's say good morning to Troy in Woodland Hills. Good morning, Troy.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean.
What do you do?
Hi, Troy.
And traffic girl. Yeah, I'm agreeing with Bean about women are no damn good.
What's wrong, Troy?
Bitter.
Who hurt you?
Bitter.
Yeah, because the women manager, they kicked me out of the men's bathroom anymore. I can't use the manager's bathroom anymore.
You can't use the manager's bathroom?
Yeah, because I don't lift the seat. where I don't drop the seat for the women to pee.
Oh, so you've had poor bathroom etiquette, and they're saying if you can't treat our stuff right, you're not going to be allowed to use it.
Yep, I can't use that. I use the regular.
Why does that make them bad? How hard is it to lower the seat
or
whatever?
Seriously.
You heard that commercial? If you can't lift the seat up, you know, you can't change your oil.
Okay.
I have no idea what you're saying to me right now, Troy, but you sound like a tool. I'm sorry. I mean, I know he's a fan and all, but really, it's not that hard.
Greg in La Habra, good morning.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. Hey, Lisa May.
Hi,
doing?
Greg. Good.
What'd I do?
Hey, I went to the Bruce Springsteen concert the other night. My mom had tickets, so I went with her. Mm-hmm. And Tom Morello came out and did a song with Bruce Springsteen.
I heard he did that, yeah.
And he went off on the sickest guitar solo. Everybody on stage stood back and was just like, how do you do that stuff with a guitar?
Wow. Yep.
He's a talent. He's an artist.
We've always asked that. You watch Tom Morello playing the guitar and you still think it's trickery somehow. Like, it's not possible that that's the same instrument that everybody else tries to play. I've seen that video. It's up on YouTube, by the way, if you want to see Springsteen. It was shot from the audience. And he comes out, and of course he does Ghost of Tom Joad, which is a Springsteen song that Rage Against the Machine later covered. And you're right. It's just one of those unbelievable moments. He did it both nights that Bruce played this week.
The guitar was hiked up to his neck.
Yeah. He told us when he was here that in college he practiced the guitar 6 to 8 hours every single day.
Yeah.
6 to 8 hours.
Yeah, it paid off.
That's insane.
And Phil was there. Phil from The Sopranos. He's awesome, too.
Well, you had a good time.
Who knew that actor from The Sopranos could play guitar? It was weird.
That's odd. Let's say good morning to Anthony in LBC. Good morning, Anthony.
Hey, Kevin and Ben, what it do?
What it do?
What it do, Anthony?
So I'm about to go to the gym right now, but I'm contemplating about taking a bat and smacking every idiot that's on the machine and doesn't have proper gym etiquette.
You mean they drip all over the equipment?
No, well, there's like this lady, she goes to the machine and I don't know what she does. You guys know what Wii is, the game?
Sure, yeah. Of course.
She looks like a Wii person and she'd like pulling on the ropes and like doing all this crap and I just want to bash her face. And
wow, you sound like you have issues.
I want to make sure I understand. She's not working out hard enough for you, so you want to kill her?
No, I'm not saying I want to kill her. I just want to, like,
bash her face in.
Just knock her out or something.
What's wrong with what she's doing? What do you mean gym etiquette?
Okay, well, I'm, like, waiting for it for the machine, and I'm just, like standing there for, like, 20 minutes, and she's just, like, I don't know what the hell she's doing, really.
It's not helping you work out. That's the problem here.
Exactly.
Whatever she's doing isn't helping your physique.
Exactly.
Mike, you want to handle this one?
Stop taking steroids, dude.
Yeah, I relax a little bit. I mean, my God.
Go work on another machine while she's finishing up or something.
Or find a bigger gym so that you don't have to be so bothered by people using the equipment.
Oh, well, that's what I did. I went to a bigger gym, but then there's still idiots there.
Yeah, well.
Okay. All right. It's them. It's not you. All right. Thank you very much.
If there's an idiot everywhere you go, maybe you should point the finger.
Maybe you're bringing him with you. Right. Yeah. All right, besides the great Coolio and the delicious chicken here this morning, I want to thank everybody for being on and listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. Tomorrow, I think we're coming back with an action-packed program. Am I right?
It's Friday. We got the movie beat. We are going to tell you about celebrity blow-up dolls.
What?
Finally.
Celebrity blow-up dolls.
Okay.
We're going to talk to a high schooler who listens to us that would like to take a midget to his prom.
Yeah!
How much
does that dude rule, by the way?
He rules.
I wasn't smart enough or savvy enough in high school to be able to recognize what a brilliant play that would be, bringing a midget to the prom.
Yeah, well, that guy rules. And also tomorrow, we're going to do the grand prize drawing for Radiohead. Uh-huh. Chance for you to present the show, which means you get your name on every ticket, you get your name on the marquee, you get your own dressing room, you get box seats, you get a waiter. It's pretty cool.
That is sweet.
So we'll do that drawing at 7:20 tomorrow morning, and you got three more chances today to qualify for that.
Okay.
Go to KROQ.com for all the details and another chance to win your Radiohead tickets, too. Cat Corbett's up next. 40 minutes nonstop KROQ. How about some Bad Religion? Also, that new song from Ludo. We got the Smashing Pumpkins, Rise Against, Nirvana, and more after this on KROQ.